wants to say a word about his meeting.
Yeah, I was telling out here 2 years ago, and they had me ready for the crazy girl. My mom called Brother Brown, and he came over, him and his son, and they left home here at 2 o'clock. And he came to wait for me. I didn't have no feeling from my waist down. Not a bit. And an hour after he prayed for me, he was gone. Feeling all come back. Tried to heal a bit of cancer. They didn't have much in the introduction to him.
Everybody feeling good now? Amen. Well, now we'll start right in now until midnight, and then we'll... We are so happy that the Lord has helped us and blessed us. Now, before we start, again, let's just have a little word of prayer to the one who we're talking to. Amen. Gracious Heavenly Father, you hear the testimony of this godly, saintly old man. Down through the age, him and his little wife working together, and how that she had to hold on to you and beg you to make a preacher out of her husband, and here he is. And then when he was laying there dying, the best doctors in the country saying that he's gone, he can't live but a few hours, it's done, his body's eat up with cancer. He could never walk another step. The infection in his ankles and so forth is done. Tuck him away. Here he is. Years later, still going. We're just so thankful, Father. It goes to prove that when the word is planted, then watered, it'll bring forth the crop. Now we pray, Father, that you'll let us lay out the word this afternoon from thy word. It is thy word. And we want to lay it out just the way it is, and then you water it, Lord, with the Spirit. We ask, as we commit ourselves with a message to you, that you use us in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, to hurry right up, my wife is telling me this morning about how hard the people, you know, and their legs cramping and things, the ladies and more people like myself getting a little old and have to stand around like that. I appreciate that, your loyalty. And now, we'll get right straight back to the message and go on. I don't want to be in too much hurry, and yet I want to hurry up enough to try to get it finished this afternoon if I possibly can. Then, as soon as we're finished, we're going right straight then to Tifton, Georgia, not for a continued meeting with the high school auditorium there, just for one night. That's tomorrow night. And just a preaching service, and I'll have some ordinary little text or something I preached on right here because it's just a visit with the people there. We haven't got a regular stayed meeting or anything. So, we are left off this morning speaking on our text found over in Genesis, the first chapter, the 11th verse mainly. The spoken word is the original seed. And now, my purpose this morning and today is to try to explain to the people, of my action. And now, why that I have did the things that I have done. And realizing that these tapes are being taped and will be sent out. Many people will probably be here after I'm away from here, if Jesus tarries. But I want to say that I believe the Word of God, that is the truth. Now, we left off where that of the last days, what happened to the ministry of the evangelists that a few years ago were just burning the country up, and seems like all of them have stopped. Now, I don't mean they're off the field. They're still going, but there's no results, seems like. They're not getting anywhere. See? What's the matter? The field's done sold. I remember, don't forget, someone asked me to repeat that Hebrew word again. In Joel, the second chapter, Joel 2:28, where he's speaking of the coming of the farmer and latter rain. The word farmer is the Hebrew word M-O-U-R-E-H, morath, which means teaching. In other words, it'll be a teaching rain and a harvest rain. Now, we've had the teaching rain, and we're ready now for the harvest rain. You know, the first rain is when you plant the seed. That starts your crop growing. Then just before it matures, there comes another crop. That's what they call the harvest rain. We know when it is. The spring rains, and then the rains about June, it makes your crop. Now, the rain, we found out, was the Spirit. And now we left off at where I gave my thoughts of what the whole thing will be. That is, I believe that the rain has been brought. The rain, that's the reason we're quietening down. Because the ground's already sowed over. You can't find anywhere hardly but what's been sowed. And it's went out through radio, television, tapes, word, everything. It's sowed the country down. It's planted seeds. Now, what seeds was planted, you cannot get nothing else from it but what seed that was planted. Can you understand now? It'll be the seed that's planted. Now, the Spirit will fall, but it'll bring a harvest of the seed that it falls on. I remember. All right. I predict that the two denominational groups, Pentecostal and the evangelical groups, will work together in a denomination, will unite themselves together, and will become a member, all of them, of the Federation of the Council Churches, or the Council Churches. They already belong to it, all of them. And there will come through them a forcing or a boycott that will stop everything but what belongs to that union of churches. That's what the Bible said, that there would be a boycott. Even in such a way it would cause people to not buy or sell unless they had received this, the mark of the beast, which is Romanism, and the image of the beast, which is Protestantism, that the image of the beast had power, authority to give the image life to speak, and it did. And that's the confederation of churches, when they confederate themselves together. Now, there's many young people here. I don't know. Jesus may come this afternoon. He may come next year. I don't know when he'll be coming. But if, remember, if I do not live to see that day of his coming, which I hope that I will, and somehow believe I will. Now, if I do not see it, do not let this word ever depart from your ears and your heart. Just remember, I speak in the name of the Lord. Now, I believe with all my heart that's the way it will wind up. There will be like a union, a boycott. All such places as this year will be closed down. And you'll not be able to speak unless you've got a permission or a license from this Federation of Churches to hold a service. It's almost as shows it does that now, even in the denomination. It shows where it's at.
Yeah.
Yes, so you have to have it. And that's where it'll wind up at. That's my prediction as the servant of Christ through the understanding that I have of the Word and the inspiration. That's where it'll come. All signs are pointing to the end. I just got through speaking on that. And it's even to the unwise virgin as beginning to cry out for all. Now remember, she was a virgin. If she's a virgin, she's a church. See, we'll get to that this afternoon in Revelation 17. If she's a virgin, she's a church. Because the church is a virgin. Paul said, I espouse you to Christ as a chaste virgin. The prostitute. of Revelation 17 was a church. John admired her because of her beauty, what she was. She was a beautiful thing, but yet in her was found the blood of every saint of Jesus Christ. Had been murdered in her. That's right. I believe it's 68 million on the martyrology that the Roman Catholic Church has put to death since St. Augustine of Hippo. 68 million Protestants has been killed and recorded on the record of the martyrology by the Catholic Church because of disagreeing with her doctrine. No wonder the Bible said in her was found the blood of every martyr. Now, didn't Jesus say there'd come a time they would kill you thinking they were doing God a service? And they are sincere about that. They're not hypocrites. They believe that. They're taught that. And when that word is planted there, it's got to bring a crop. Sure it has. Remember, we're staying with the seed. That's our text. Our seed. The spoken word of God is a seed. See? It's got to come back to this word, and that word will produce what it says. That's the reason I believe in divine healing. That's the reason I believe in visions. That's the reason I believe in angels. That's the reason I believe in this message. Is because it comes from the Word of God. And anything outside the Word of God, I don't believe it. It could be so, but still I'll just stay with what God said and then be sure that I'm right. Now, God can do what He wants to. He's God. But as long as I stay with His Word, and I know that's all right. I believe that. Now, this unwise virgin is a woman. She's a church, but she's unwise. She's just been dilatory. And yet she's called herself the bride. And remember, everything runs in a three for perfection. Three is the number of perfection. God's offices, Father, Son, Holy Ghost. God the Father was the God that lived in the pillar of fire. He is trying to draw Israel to Him. They wouldn't come. God the Father lived in the Son, which made Him God the Son, same God. Express image of God, the seed of God manifest. Trying to draw the people to Him, they crucified Him. The Holy Ghost is the same God that was at the beginning in the Son of God, and now you're the other office of God in the last days, living in the church, trying to bring the Word, the spoken Word, like all the two offices did, to the people, and they reject it. It's the same thing. It's the three offices are manifestations of one God in action. And God in His people today in action is God in action. See? It's God in the people. Lord willing, I want to speak on that tomorrow night. God in His universe, God in His Son, God in His people, and so forth. Now, I've spoken on that before here, I believe. Now, then, this unwise virgin, when she went to buy oil, she was sent to buy oil. When she did, she found out that she was too late. Why? Why, friend? The seeds are done planted. There was three up to the Sodom time. There's always been a number of three all the time. There's three comings of Christ. He came once to redeem His bride. He comes the next in the rapture to catch away His bride. He comes again in a millennium with His bride. Everything is in threes. Threes is a perfect number. Five is a number of grace. Seven, completion. 12, worship. 24 are 40 tempted. And 50 is a jubilee. The very word Pentecost means jubilee, 50. See? Now, God in His numerals, He's perfect in His numerals, He's perfect in His word, He's perfect in His action, He's perfect in everything because He's a perfect God. Yeah. And we see that in these virgins, now look, there is called a whore in the Bible. Now I want my sisters to forgive me. That's what the Bible says. Today I'm speaking just plain. Calls her the whore and a mother of harlots, which is the same thing. Now, if you notice, there is a whore spoke of in the Bible. That's a church. A harlot spoke of in the Bible. That's a church. And a bride spoke of in the Bible. And that's a church. There's the three. we're getting to them after a while, showing whose brides those are and how they've been rejected and all about it, if the Lord willing. Now, the first thing, I want to say this before I forget it. Do not, never fear communism. Communism is only working in the hands of God. It's an ungodly affair, just like King Nebuchadnezzar was, but he sent him over there and chopped Israel out because of their disobedience. When the prophet told them what was coming, and he told them to stay in their land and remember God, they wouldn't do it. They went on anyhow, and King come right up and got them anyhow, because he said he would. Communism is a thing that's... The reason that communism rose up is because the illegitimacy of the Catholic Church overseas in Russia. They took all the money and had everything hoarded up, and that's all there was to it. That's exactly what made communism. When that little boy was raised from the dead up there in Finland, them big communistic soldiers standing there at the sloop when I passed by, and the tears running down their cheeks, said, "We'll receive a God like that." Sure. A God that can raise the dead and keep his word, sure. But when it comes to just going to church and living like the devil and everything else like the rest of the world, making nothing, then they don't believe in it. And to be honest, I don't either. That's right. That's right. There's no scripture that says communism will rule the world. But there is a scripture, and all the scriptures said Romanism will do it. So keep your eyes on that. Look tonight. Just look what happened even last night. This senator of Kentucky said about having a Republican in the seat up there now representing the state of Kentucky, and said he's a Protestant and makes no bones of it. Him a Catholic. They're getting as bold as they can be. And remember, there's other things that goes with that. Unwise virgin's time. We see that. Things that's never happened, and none of the man, the teachers down through the age could say these things like we can now, because they're here. Now, the unwise virgin and the high-bred Pentecostals. That's the same thing. High-bred with the things of the world. Now remember, I'm Pentecostal, but not Pentecostal by denomination. I resent that. I'm Pentecostal by experience. We must have the Methodists are Pentecostal, the Baptists are Pentecostal. The Catholic or Pentecostal, if they've got the Pentecostal experience. Amen. You cannot organize Pentecost because it is an experience.
Amen.
And it's God, and God cannot be organized. Now, Jesus has told us these things would come. Now, told us about what would take place. The unwise virgin would rise up and the things that she would do. And how that the people would call out in their days and want oil, but they'd be too late. See? Now watch them three churches. There is the prostitute. She didn't come for nothing. Now she's self-centered in herself. There was the unwise virgin, which is the Protestant church. And there was the bride. See? Now, there's the three stages of the church in the last days. Now watch, we're going to bring them right straight out and from Genesis and bring them out here and place them in Revelation and the rapture, the Lord willing. All these things look real. Pentecost looks real. Think that, well, I belong to a Pentecostal organization. That don't mean no more than if you lived in a hog pen. Wouldn't make a bit of difference. It's just a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal. Yeah, no matter where you belong, if you're not born to the Spirit of God and receive the Holy Ghost, and the reason, if you haven't, don't believe all the Word of God, you haven't received the Holy Ghost yet. Right. That's exactly right. The Holy Spirit, when you hear the truth, the Holy Spirit don't lead you to it, then there's another spirit in there keeping you away from it. So the spirit you got in you ain't the Holy Spirit. All right. Now, we find out, as went on said, as Jambres and Jambres withstood Moses, we talked about that, how that these things would be in the last days. Now, and the last quotation we had was that God made every seed after its kind. That's his, see? Then when he made his man in his image was the seed of his word. And when Jesus was made flesh, he was the the flesh of the Word of God. And when we receive the Word of God, then we become God's Word in our flesh. See? The church should be in that condition. Now, then after He made man in His own image, in the image of God created He him. Now, after He did this, now don't miss this, after God made His man in His own image by His own spoken word, now that was the perfect man. But where the fall came was when He took from him a byproduct and made him a bride. That's where the trouble is now. If you were spiritual, you've already caught it. See? It wasn't Adam that got in trouble. It wasn't Adam that doubted the Word. It was his bride that doubted the Word. And it isn't Jesus that's doubting the Word, for He was the Word. It's His bride. That's where the high breeding comes. Didn't come through Adam. Shame on you who don't see that. It's not Adam's fault. He had nothing to do with it. If death come by Adam, then it come by God. Death come by crossbreeding. Death can't come by God's Word. Death comes by crossbreeding it to denomination and creed instead of Christ, dogma, instead of the Word. It doesn't come by the Word. The Word is life. Jesus said, "My words are life." And the Spirit quickens that Word and makes it life. To crossbreed it. That's where the death comes from. And if Adam be God's Word, His spoken Word, His original seed, for He was the first, then by creation, then His second Adam was also by creation, spoken Word. You follow? Now Adam was not deceived, but his bride was deceived. Christ today is not deceived. The Word is not deceiving. It's the bride that's doing the deceiving by the Word. You see it? Now, He gave him a bride, a type of the second Adam. He gave the first Adam a bride. She fell. He gave the second Adam Christ, a bride. She fell. Exactly. Why? She's not an original. She is a byproduct. The bride today is a byproduct. See, she calls herself the bride. But what she is, she's made up of a material of organization. Not of the Word. So much Word in it to make it kind of a byproduct, to make it hypocritical. Eve believed most of the Word. But she doubted one part of it. Today she can't even get Matthew 28:19 straight with Acts 2:38. It confuses her. That's just one little place of the hundreds of others. Now, the bride of Adam was a type of the second Adam's bride. Now, Adam's bride could not wait. God had told Adam and Eve, multiply and replenish the earth. It was an oncoming thing, a promise. She was not his wife as yet because he had never lived with her. The bride of Christ is not his wife yet. The wedding suffers to take place. Get it? Notice. Oh, this is rich. She got in a hurry. And what did she do? She crossed her seed. She mingled it with the serpent seed. And when she did, she brought a what did she bring? She brought a child of death. A child that she perverted every child after that. And when the church of Jesus Christ was perverted in the time of Rome, after her virgin birth and was given to Christ at Pentecost, she, what did she do? She crossed herself with Roman dogma. And the Protestant church has done the very same thing. She can't wait. A woman engaged to a fine, young, clean man. And before they come together, what's she done? She is found pregnant by someone else. Then her own seed, which is betrothed, her own body, which is betrothed to her boyfriend, her engaged husband, is found full of seed of another man. What a disgrace. That's exactly what Adam found. That's what Christ has found. Couldn't wait. That's what's the matter with the people today. They can't wait for the real Holy Spirit to take the church in position. They've got to manufacture something, work up something, initial evidence, speaking in tongues to get more members of the church, all these kind of tommy rot, instead of waiting upon the Lord for the real manifestation of the resurrection of Christ, making himself known among the people.
Amen.
She can't wait. What did she do? She went out and become pregnated with denominationalism. First was Assemblies of God. Then come the Oneness. Then come what more? After that, now the so-called bride is pregnated with all kinds of tommy rot, disgrace. The women won't pay a bit more attention to what God's Word says and nothing in the world. Neither will the man or even the preachers. Don't call that a bride. What is it? She's pregnated. Christ's bride has become pregnant with the world. Dressing like the world. Acting like the world. Big church is fine. What this shows what she is. She's of the devil. That's what Satan done at the first place, was trying to build a big beautiful kingdom in the heaven and was kicked out for it. Excommunicated from heaven. That's what Christ modern bride is. She's kicked out because she's excommunicated from God because she is a whore and not a virgin. Deep. But I hope you get it. Adam's bride could not wait. But she mingled her seed illegally. Illegally. We are supposed to believe God's word and that alone. Now, brethren, here and on the tape, do you see why I'm contending for that word, word by word? I've told you I believe that is God's truth. God's protected that Bible. He's got to judge the world by something through Jesus Christ, which is the Word. And this Word was made flesh to become Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I'm just letting it soak in. Remember the Word. And now he finds you're all messed up. You think you'd marry such a thing as that? Never. He's holy. She couldn't wait. Illegal. That's what Adam found. Now, brethren, sister, look back. If you look at a shadow of anything, it's a very expression of the real image that's coming. So you see, Adam had to find a wife pregnant. And she said, the serpent beguiled me. Now, I'm going to take it both ways just in a few moments, the Lord willing. Show you that's impossible for it to be anything else. Now, Adam's bride could not wait, but she went forward first. That's the way today. The bride today, she wants to manufacture something. Glory to God, she's got to work it up on the platform. She's got to have everything. See? What is she doing? Manufacturing something. Look where it's going. You can see there's nothing to it. Is it a phony? Exactly right. If it wasn't, this world would be aflame with the power of God. The church would be on fire. Oh, what dead would be raised and all kinds of things would be taking place. But what did she get sold up with before Christ could get to her? Before he got to her? To plant his own seed? What did she have? Weed seeds. The world. Denominational seeds. That's the reason why she's reaping her harvest right now. I hope you don't make you upset, but I hope it gets right down to a place where I trust that God has given it to you. See? Now, she mingled her seed illegally, illegal to the Word. What was she trying to find? Now listen close. What was she after? Wisdom. Wisdom. And that's what she's done today. She sent her preachers away to schools, incubated them out on a machine, psychology, all kinds of stuff that should not even in the Bible. And she's incubated her eggs. And when she's done, she's brought out a product of a bunch of people that will compromise anything and refuse the very message of God, not knowing what she's doing. She's ignorant of it. She don't believe it. She don't think she's wrong. Neither did Eve think she was wrong. Eve thought she was right. And if that was a type, and this is the antitype, it'll have to work the same way the type did. Now that is, to me, that is 2 times 2 equal 4. I noticed. What happened to Eve's children? The first one that was born. Now, if God said multiply to his bride, the Adam's bride, and replenish. Multiply and replenish the earth. That was God's commission. And she would have done it. And he wouldn't mix themselves together. But what happened? When Adam got ready to come to her, she was already a mother. See what I mean? Now the same thing has happened to Christ's church, Christ's bride. Now we're going back farther than that in a minute. Notice, in this bride, what did she do then? Her first child come forth, it was a bastard child. And he was full of death and caused death. And everyone said that is death. How you see it had to be sex. Why are you dying if it wasn't sex? When God give a commission which cannot perish, God's word's eternal. It cannot fail. When he said multiply and replenish the earth, that was God's eternal purpose. To carry that out, you cannot die. Because it's his word, you have to live. If that child had been brought forth life, there'd have been no death. Amen. But she couldn't wait.
Amen. Hallelujah.
That's what's the matter today. You want some kind of a phony makeup of screaming, jumping, speaking in tongues or something, instead of waiting for the real word of God to be made manifest to the bride.
Amen.
Them kind that takes the word is God's true bride bringing forth children.
Hallelujah.
They can't die. A child a bride brings forth on the word can't die because it's a word.
Amen.
Did you get it?
Amen.
She can't die because she's... That child can't die because he's a word child. He's a seed child.
Amen.
He's an eternal child.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. exactly what Jesus Christ was. A spoken eternal child.
Amen.
Didn't have to die. But he did it in order to pay the debt. That's the only way it could be paid. Nobody else could do it. There's all sexual born. That's the devil. His plan. You got it now? See? But every man, no matter where he's a pope, priest, bishop, whatever it is, he dies because he's a hybrid. Exactly. He was born between Satan and Eve. They call it whatever you want to. It was Satan and Eve. The original word had nothing to do with it. The original word was life. He hybrid it and it brought death. And when the church today that's called themselves Pentecostal, called themselves Baptist, whatever they want to, when they hybrid this word with dogma, it produces a dead child. And she can't have no life in her. She's dead. And our children's dead. God said, I'll throw her a bed of worldliness and kill her children.
Amen.
God said so in Revelation. How many knows that's true?
Amen.
Put her in a bed of worldliness. That's where she's at. And kill her children even with fire. We watch for that. What happens to the tares that's among the wheat? They burn. Well, you can't make the word lie. It's the truth. Sometimes your scruples up and we might make it wrong. But if you keep it running straight, it'll run 1-2-1-2-1-2-1-2, right on. Throw her in a bed of worldliness. She can't bring forth none but dead children. Then if a denomination can only bring forth a hybrid child, what do you want to belong to it for?
Amen.
Now, brethren, that's the reason I'm against it.
Amen.
She's a whore to begin with.
Amen.
The Bible sets you up. A harlot. That's plain words, but I told you, let's go talk plain today.
Amen.
What she is. She commits spiritual fornications by taking dogma and creed instead of the word.
Amen.
Teach her children to do the same thing. Now, her children are come from the womb dead. She's got to die. That's exactly right. Just the same as every man. Listen, just as sure as every mortal person that breaks the womb of a woman will die, so will every person that's born by them will die. Because she's a hybrid, illegitimate. And her children are illegitimate. It's correct. I hope that don't go over your head. Now, Jehovah had a bride once. Adam had a bride. Jesus had a bride. Jehovah had a bride. You know that? He had to put her away. She become a whore, so he put her away.
Amen.
It's exactly what he said.
Amen.
She become a whore. Prostitute. What caused her to do that? I wish we had time to read it. I may get some of it after a while. Right now, it was in a time of Samuel when Israel had a king, a god, and she was a virgin. She was going to produce something. And what happened? She began to look around and see the other nations had kings. So she wanted to be like the rest of them. You backwash Pentecost. That's exactly what you've done. This old preacher sitting here nearly 100 years old today, when Pentecost broke through back there, you couldn't tell them about no organization. They wouldn't listen to that. They call that the things of the devil, and them men were right.
Amen.
But what did you do? You had to act like the rest of the churches.
Amen.
You had to organize it. Then, as he said, you draw fences between you. Went to teach him, listen, teach us, glory to God, hallelujah, just went, jump up and down, speak in tongues, said, pray him as a member, he's got her. He's not baptized right, neither with the water nor with the Spirit. Wrong enough, his fruit's proven. He's got the wrong kind of seed to grow on. Bless God, brother, we'll lay hands on you here and make you an elder. I tell you what, we're going to build this organization here. It's going to be bigger than the assemblies. That's just the way it's went. Read the Pentecostal history and see if that isn't so. Or any of the church. The Baptist wants to outdo the Methodist. The Methodist wants to outdo the Luther. The Luther wants to outdo the Catholic. Everyone wants to outdo somebody. See, that's the spirit of the organization. Jesus said, but few there will be will be saved. Straight is the gate and narrow is the way, but few there will be that will find it. Just a few. If he said few, that's the word of God. That seed, there will be a few. Won't be no tens of billions and billions. It'll just be a few that'll find it. Now it's predestinated to it, to hear it. The former rain has went forth now. Now, Jehovah had a bride that he loved, but she went whoring. What'd you do after the other powers of the world? What did he do with this godly old anointed prophet? Which the word of the Lord comes to the prophet. He came, that old prophet Samuel walked up to him. He said, children, gather around me a minute. I want to talk to you, all of you. What do you want a king for? Jehovah's your king. What do you want a creed for? The Bible's your creed. The Bible is the truth. The creeds are lies. You're dead, man-made. Apostles' Creed. Show me that in the Bible. Who ever heard of such a thing? I believe in the communion of saints. Anybody believes in the communion of saints is a spiritualist. Communion of the dead. There's only one intercessor between God and man, that's Christ. And he's not dead, but he's alive forevermore, raised from the dead. Protestants swallow that down with a round collar and I don't know what else. With all the catechisms of the churches. Swallow it right down, it's the same. They love it. Sure. Like the rest of the world. Oh, you know, we used to be Pentecostal. We stood down on the corner with a tambourine in their hand and prayed, and the women stand there and their long hair hanging down and praising God and things like that. Oh, my goodness. You know better than do that. They'd laugh right in your face, a real Christian would. Stand out there with a pot of bobbed hair up like that and a big paint on like that and a dress look like a skinned down wiener and going out like that and calling yourself out there a saint of God. You know better than that. So does the world know better than that. Shame on you. You better stay off the corner. You can't produce some more than that. I'm not critical. I'm not beside myself. I'm telling you the truth. And you'll find out in the days to come that. But it's just like it's always been. It'll always go over and then they won't see it till it's too far. They've did it every time. They've done it. Jehovah's bride wanted to go whoring at the rest of the people, like the rest of them. That's what Jesus' bride wanted to do. Oh, Samuel, who the word came to, who did the word come to? The prophets. Well, that old prophet walked up and said, now, just a minute, children. What do you want to go out after that for? Said, have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord but what come to pass? Remember that? How many ever read that? Sure, yeah. Have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord what come to pass? And another thing, did I go out holding big campaigns or so forth and taking all your money away from you? Did I ever said I ever beg anything? I'm talking about Samuel now. Somebody the word of the Lord came to. Said, did I ever ask you to put in so much and do such and such? No. They said, no, you never did that. You never did tell us anything but what was right. He said, then why would you want to go out after that? They said, Samuel, you're so right, but we want it anyhow. That's just exactly what the Pentecostal church done. That's the reason I don't join them. Sure, I want to stay a virgin before God with His Word. I don't have to have no great big shows and things like this. I've refused it. I didn't want to get myself tied up. That wasn't my wisdom. That was God's wisdom. If I had to go out so I could had to suck around with the people and the devil and tell him, yes, I have to have so much for a telecast and I have to have so much for this, you got to pay for it. I'd have to pull strings like that too. I've never told you nothing in the name of the Lord but what would come to pass. I've never told you nothing but the Word. Judge yourselves. Have I ever asked you for anything? No, sir. No, God's taking care of that. I don't have no big programs to support. I wouldn't have one. Everyone that belongs to God will hear God. Amen. Just steal the lead of the Spirit, where to go and what to do, and do that. That's all that's necessary. Keep that. Not a great big money-making program with millions of dollars in it. Millions and millions and millions, and some of them now building millions and billions of dollars in it. I don't feel bad about criticizing.
Amen.
It's due criticism. I don't want to hurt nobody's feelings, but I'd rather hurt some man's feelings than hurt God's feelings. If He commissions you and sent you out here to do these things and prove it amongst the people, then you ought to hear it.
Amen.
I'm telling you the truth.
Amen.
God's proven it's the truth.
Amen.
Only by not only His signs, but He's proven it by His Word it's the truth.
Amen.
That's exactly right. So Jehovah's bride went whoring. And what did she do? She brought forth a bunch of illegitimates again. Is that right?
Amen.
We know it's the truth. Even had to be taken away by King Nebuchadnezzar and so forth. Christ's bride's done the same. What's the matter? Can't wait? Oh, no.
Mm-mm.
Just can't wait. They have to manufacture something. They can't wait for the Holy Spirit to come and get into the church. See, they have to get more in their denomination. If it stayed the way it was back then, 100 years ago or 50 years ago when Pentecost first started out in this latter day, when the Word began to be preached, if it had stayed like that, she probably wouldn't have had over 50 members today. Right. But they would be blood washed. They'd have the power of God in them. The world would be shaken under her tremendous impact of the Word flesh being spoken word by word.
Hallelujah.
But today, while it's a sounding brass and a tinkling cymbal, right, just become nonsense, this laughing block, a disgrace to the world, disgrace to God. I went into a place, three brethren, two brethren and I, went into a place across from Springfield, Missouri, the other morning for breakfast, coming from Arizona. And a little lady there that Brother Woods called my attention to, that looked like our sister Collins, blonde with a big bunch of hair in the back. And he said, doesn't that look like Brother Wilbur Collins' wife? I said, it does. Here come an older lady. I said, I imagine that's your mother. Look at the big bunch of hair. I said, that's right here for the Assembly of God Church, Assembly of God headquarters. That's where the reason they're like that. And a whole lot of little sisters sitting in there with waterhead hair out like that. That was the students. Little Ricky and all of them out there, you know, carrying on. All of them packing the Bibles under their arms. So we watched them till they all went out, sniggering, laughing, carrying on. Just like the modern, that's the crop of Pentecost coming on for tomorrow, if there is one. Why? 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 Because that's the seed's been sown. Exactly right. Once you went out, all of them went out. This little lady come back around and said, could I do anything for you all? I said, I'd like to ask you a question. Yes, sir. I said, like as a stranger, I thought she might know us. And I said, isn't that a Bible school across there? She said, yes, sir, it is. I said, I guess you get a whole lot of trade from there. Now, that was Brother Fred Stockman sitting out there and Brother Banks Wood to the trustees of the church. And I said, she said, yes, it is. I said, I suppose you belong there. She said, no. I said, I'm sorry, I don't. And I said, the reason I thought that was because that pretty long hair you have. I suppose that's your mother? She said, no, sir. Said, she just works here. She said, no, I don't. Said, I like long hair. I got a little girl. And I just have her to wear long hair, too. And said, my husband likes long hair. I said, God bless him. And so she said, I said, well, it's strange. Was them the students in here, them girls, them pushed out haircuts like that? Like the first lady? Yeah. When we walked, I said, thank you. Walked out, I said, God put that woman there for a rebuke to that bastard born bunch of kids over across the street.
Amen.
That's right. Illegitimate. After the things of the world. How many women after Jezebel, the first lady of that land? How many of them you think's in heaven tonight?
Today.
See? Well, things of the world. If you love the world or the things of the world, the love of God's not even in you. There. What is that? The cream of tomorrow's crop. In Pentecost, the biggest movement in the nation. There you are. That's the bride. I don't get it. All right. What's she trying to do? Oh, she manufactures a little jumping on the platform. Not making fun of it. It's all right. She manufactures something else. Why? To get members in the church. What's the matter? She just can't wait.
Amen.
See?
Yes.
see? She can't wait for God to do it. They got to get members in there somewhere. So they tell them, you have to do that. And away they go. See, there's the seed coming right up. You have to do it. I'm a missionary. I've seen the Africans take blood of an animal and pour it over themselves like this. Start naked, men and women. Put paint on their face. That's where it come from. Paint come from a heathen tree. Not first human beings. Christians. Believers. Never was. Wasn't all one woman in all the Bible ever painted herself. That was Jezebel. A devil. So then, they put paint on their face. Big long things in their ears like blocks of wood. Zulus. It is a block of wood. Make the flesh of the ear hang way down there. Sometimes split their lips and put them way out. Think it looks beautiful. Put over their breast and down around their legs and things, blood, and then make stripes like a zebra. And shout! Dance in the spirit and speak in tongues. And worship devils. Evidence of the Holy Ghost. I've been right there in India when they had the fire walkers and everything else and know it's the truth. A great big idol there with rubies in the ears for earrings and things like that. And they put torments and sticking things to their flesh and beat themselves and sew their lips up as they've lied and doing penance and run a saber through their lips or through their chin, up through their nose and stick it out like that. Take big fish hooks like Christmas tree balls on it, fill it full of water and hook thousands of them over their body right through the flesh. And go over there and dance around this idol like that and kill a goat and do worship like this and walk right through red hot fire without a scorch. Some of you Pentecostals try. But it was done! The Hebrew children. But they never tipped the Lord thy God. They were just thrown into it. They didn't try to manufacture something. That's what's the matter with Pentecostals today. They're manufacturing something. They can't wait!
Oh,
God. They just can't wait. So they commit adultery. Amen. Tells the manufacturer something. And what does it bring forth? Like it did the first time, the first bride. They couldn't wait. She brought death through a bastard born child, which we all are children of. But God came in the flesh to give us another birth to bring us back to original sons and daughters of God. There you are. The life spurn of Eve never happened. It never did. Why? She mingled it, kept it away. Instead of Adam coming to her for a bride, when the time appointed would be, just like Christ would have come to the group, Christ would have come to his church. He promised to do it. God promised them all to plan. But they had to wait until God's time. That's what's the matter today. They don't want to wait God's time. Amen. They want to get something else, and so the devil's got the wisdom out there to give it to them. Amen. Make an organization be bigger than the rest of them. Now do you see why I'm against it? Sure, I'm against it with everything that's in me. As long as the word's in there, it'll always be against it. God's against it. God said he was. That's right. Just couldn't wait. So the spurn of Eve never happened. High bred to Satan's lie, his lovely bride become polluted. And so has Christ's bride. The pride, what made her become polluted? Adam's bride now. Because she never stayed with God's word. Is that right? If it's not so, don't say it. But if it is so, say it. The reason that Adam's bride, there's the three, Adam, Christ, God. The reason that Adam, bride, never did bear right the life child is because she disbelieved God's word. If that's right, say amen.
Amen.
The reason that Jehovah's wife was put away, or his bride, was because that she rejected God's word, the prophet.
Amen.
Is that right? The reason that Christ's bride is put away in divorcement is because that she has rejected the word of God like Eve did.
Amen.
Like the rest of them did. Exactly.
Amen.
All whores. All polluted. Their husband couldn't get to them. They was already pregnant before their husband got to them. Oh, yeah. God, that ain't a pitiful sight. Think of a young man coming to a woman and find her with Steve of some other man in her. What a thing. That's what God's done. That's what Adam done. That's what Christ has done. Oh, yes. Never stayed with the Word and caused a hybrid condition. That's what Israel did. See where she's at? That's what Christ's bride did. See where she's at? Right back to the rest of them. Christ's Pentecostal bride did the same. She can't bring forth spiritual word children, for she is a hybrid herself.
Amen.
How can she do it? Well, she's hybrid herself with the denominations. Done joined up with them and everything. Just the same as they are. And with the council churches and everything else, just as hybrid as the rest of them are. How can she do it? She can't. Now, I just got so much to say, and I just got to hurry over these. Each one of them I want to preach on. Now watch. The true bride.
Yeah.
Hallelujah, there's going to be one.
Yeah.
Why? She's predestinated.
Yeah.
She won't be denominated.
Yeah.
Because she's predestinated.
Yeah.
She don't have to worry about some denomination. She's already predestinated to take the place.
Yeah.
Look, like Mary, I want you to get this now and don't fail. Are you ready? Say amen.
Amen.
When Christ comes to His bride, she will be a virgin like Mary was. For God will not bring Christ to a womb of a whore. And neither will He bring the bride. He can't bring His word to a whore. Of His word. I'm horrible words. But that's what the Bible says. I'm saying what it says, because this has got to be understood. The true bride, like Mary, will have a virgin womb for the bride of the Word, which is Christ. When Christ, the Word, comes to the bride, she'll be the same as He is, the virgin, by the Word.
Amen.
Oh, I hope it's going over, Brother Neville. I hope you understand. What was He? Word. The Word of God.
Amen.
Upon His vestry, He had a name written, the Word of God. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is with God, and the Word was God, and the Word made flesh and dwelt among us. He is God.
Amen.
The God is the Word.
Amen.
And when His bride comes, she'll be the same product that He is.
Amen. Amen.
Virgin.
Hallelujah.
Did Christ belong to the denomination? To Jehovah? Neither does His bride. She's part of Him. She needs no dogma. She won't have any. She'll be absolutely virgin. How? By the Word. Amen. She'll punctuate every word God says with an amen.
Amen.
Oh. Be it unto me according to thy word. Amen. Oh, my dear Lord. God's Word. Have a virgin womb. What will she come out of? A virgin womb. The Word. What did Jesus come out of? A virgin womb. See? When Adam come to his wife, she was pregnant. She'd done something. She was mixed as hybrid, the child, and it died. But when Joseph come to his bride, she was pregnant. But with life. Adam's wife or Adam's bride, when Adam, before they came together, just like Joseph and Mary, just like Christ in the church now, don't you see it?
Amen.
See? And before they came together, Adam and Eve, she was pregnated with the corrupt seed from the serpent. And when Adam come to his wife, he found her pregnated to death.
Amen.
See? Death. How? Spiritually. Physically.
Amen.
Dead. But when Joseph the human come to his wife, glory, then hardly hold her. She was pregnated with life, the Word of God, flesh in her womb. Bring back that spoken Word. Bring back that Word of God, which was Word here, come through a human's womb. Say, amen. God do it anyhow. He spoke it, and it's got to be so. Amen. That's our God. Oh, that's rich, brethren, if you can resolve it. You can hit it. That's where he found. When Adam come to his wife, she's pregnated with wrong seed. When that seed died, Joseph come to his, she's pregnated. Now, what caused the different pregnation? Because that Adam's wife doubted the Word. Amen. Is that right? Joseph's bride believed the Word. The difference. So what is it then? It's the Word. Oh, that precious Word. It was, the world was formed by the Word of God. Hallelujah! There's my stay right there. Let all denominations and everything else fall, do what they're going to do. On that Word I stand. That's why I've done what I've done. That's why I've downed denominations. Say, well, he's just a breaks up churches. They said the same thing about our Lord. They say it every time, see? Now, he found her. Christ comes to his bride. What does he find her? Same thing. Why? When she first started out, now listen, I don't want you to miss this. When she started out, she was a virgin. She was going to be all right. She went right on that early church just to be wonderful. God gave him a bride. And what did she do? If you know history, in 606, she goes right down there and impregnates herself with Roman dogma. Organization. And from that on, that old mother whore in the Bible gave birth to churches, and they were harlots, which is a whore. That's Protestants. Because there's everyone born right out of her, and everyone took her own thing. Organization. Now you see why I'm against it? All right. Now, for the birth of the Word is Christ. Not polluted with denominations. The early church, no denominations, just the Word and Spirit irrigated.
Amen.
Brother, the God laid the Word down like that, and the Holy Spirit irrigated it, and there she went.
Amen.
She brought forth children.
Amen.
Certainly. But this church can't do it. She's too denominated. See, she can't do it. She's got the world mixed up with her. Look what they did. Now what? God confirmed his Word through his body. Is that right? Then she went whoring like Adam's wife did in Eden, and Jehovah's wife did in the days of Samuel, and took a king, divorced God, her espoused husband, and his Word and his prophet, his outlet to his Word, and went whoring like the rest of the nations, and God divorced her. Same as he done today.
Amen.
Same act. Sons of the bride commit adultery, see, with the bride, God's son, his bride, from Pentecost, virgin with the Word, went whoring and committed adultery, just like Adam's wife did, just like Jehovah's wife did. And here's the son's wife. She goes whoring, committing adultery with the Roman gods, plural gods, and for her lover's sake, the Roman gods tried to take her own husband and split him into three to please her lovers. God have mercy on them. Sure, they got hundreds of gods. Oh, sure, Esther, the sun god, and Balaam, the sun god, and the queen of heaven, and all that stuff there. So the bride, to please her ill-famed lovers, didn't God speak over there in the Psalms of Solomon and tell about how his wife was nothing but a prostitute that sat with herself open all the time and took every lover come by? I'm talking plain, but that's what the Bible says. Every man that wanted to run with her could run with her. That's the same thing the bride of Christ has done. Opened up herself to every old dirty, filthy habit of every organization they ever had. Doing the same thing. I'm going to get criticized for this. That's why I'm going to be blessed for it, too. But that's going to be the truth. God's truth. Because He wants it said, and here I'm trying my best to say it. See? She tried to please her many lovers. Doing so, she tried to hybrid with their lovers the Word of God. So it would not work, so she said, denounced that and made her own Word. Now she claims to be the Word herself. But don't let Catholics, or Protestants called Catholics, because they do the same in the council of their own churches.
Amen.
Whoring. No wonder they're called harlots. That's rough, isn't it? That shook the skin off your back. But that's what it takes to do to wake you up sometimes. That's exactly what she done. She left Jesus, the Word husband, and like Samuel, they left Samuel and took Saul. Left the prophet anointed with the Word and took a king with the sepulcher. When she finally would have come to the king, the sepulcher in the millennium.
Amen.
But now she's rejected. He went to the Gentiles for a bride. Is that right?
Amen.
It's the Word. Now, she left Jesus the Word. Jesus, the Word, and married another man called the Pope with dogma.
Amen.
Now she hasn't got Jesus, she's got a Pope. Now we haven't got, the Protestant hasn't got Jesus, it's got a denomination. Same thing. An image unto the beast. So she can't give word birth to her children. None of them. She is a harlot herself. The Bible said she was. She had a cup in her hand and was giving out her doctrine to the people, which was the abomination of the filthiness of her fornication. What is a fornication? It's living unclean. And for her doctrine she's given to the people is the filthiness of her fornication. And the kings of the earth and all was made drunk with the wine of her fornication.
Oh, amen.
Exactly right. Look at them. Boy, they'd cut your throat in a minute for that. Not only Catholics, but Protestants.
Yeah.
Listen, you Methodists. Who killed Joseph Smith? Not a crow. Although I don't believe in his doctrine, neither do I believe in yours.
Amen.
That's not out there, it's yours. That's the reason.
Amen.
Joseph Smith had just as much right to preach his religion here in this nation as you do. But you killed him up here in Illinois. Shot him without a cause. Because he had something a little different than you holler about the Catholic Church. Come out of that bunch of nonsense. You Methodists is ordained eternal life. John Wesley turned over his grave acting like that. Sure, sure. John Wesley never established no such a church as that. A bunch of Rickies and Elvises did it after John's death. Right. Not John Wesley. Not them old early Pentecostals ever made such an outcome as this. Is the same group after this death. That's right. Jesus Christ wouldn't establish something like we got now called Pentecost, neither would the Holy Ghost, but it's something you got here instead. But the Holy Ghost is something they can't kill now. It's going to take a bride anyhow.
It's
going to take one anyhow. He said it would predestinate her. She left Jesus, her Word husband, to marry a Pope. So she can't give birth. Spiritual birth, she can give denominational birth now. She's got plenty of seed of that. She can't give spiritual birth. She, because she was a harlot, only thing she can give is denominational life. And a lot of ballyhoo. Catholic Church itself is made up on a few superstitions of Christianity and a bunch of Romanism. And a Pentecostal church is just as bad. a bunch of jumping and shouting and speaking in tongues and things like that. When it comes down, enough temper to fight a buzz saw and turn you out of their congregation. If God come in there and raise the dead, if you didn't agree with them, they'd run you out. If you don't belong to their organization. Now, this old mother hearted, I'm going back to her a minute. She claims power to forgive sins. But you're not judged by your claims. You're not known by your claims. You're known by your works. How can she forgive sins? Look at her. When Jesus did the same thing, he said, condemn me. Show me where I disbelieve the word. She claims power to forgive sin, but that comes only by the word. That's right. God only can forgive sins. Is that right? Did those Pharisees say that? What was the mind? What matter with a blind bunch of hypocrites? Why? Because they didn't see that was the word standing with them. He is the word. Glory to God. That's the reason he could forgive sins. He was God. He was the Word manifested. Now the Catholic Church says Jesus gave him power. He did. He gave the church power. That's right. We believe that. All her daughters are harlots. All her daughters, her denominational daughters, are harlots. Brother Branham, that's a big word. That ain't my word. That's his word. Exactly. It's not mine. It's his. All right. How? You say, how are you? How did they become harlots? Well, they're good people, so-and-so. I don't say a thing about that. I'm not saying what they are. I ain't saying the Catholics are good people, as good as anybody. They're human beings like we are. But when it comes to that old church, she's wrong. The Protestants just as good. The Methodists as good as the Baptists or Pentecostals or anybody else. They're all the same. But the thing of it is, how then can she be a harlot? Why? Give her the word test. That's how you know it. Mm-hmm. Try her on the word once and see what she says. Oh, of course, we were taught in the seminary in them days. It used to be that way, but that was way back days of the apostles. That was only for the apostles only, you so-called Church of Christ. Speak where the Bible speaks in silent. Well, I'd like to hear you do some speaking now.
Amen.
No, you shut up. God's Word shuts everything up, brother. No man can brag. That's right. All her daughters are harlots. How? By the same as their mammy, committing just spiritual fornications against the Word. That's how the Catholic Church become a whore. That's how her daughters become harlots. Same thing, spiritual fornication against the Word. She and her daughters has a whoring womb. Only death can come from them. God can't bring life through a death. And anything that's born dead is not alive. Yeah, like Job said, can you bring a clean thing out of an unclean? No, not one. Right. Well, how can she give birth herself when she's dead herself? How can she be virgin when she's a whore? See? There you are. That's the whole thing. Oh, my. Now we're going to hit something real rich. Full of vitamins from Genesis to Revelation. Notice. And she and her daughters has a whore's womb. Only death can come from them. If you want to join the organization, think you're all right, you see where you're landing. You're landed right in the midst of death. Just exactly. If you can't see that now, you're spiritually blind. See? Now, let's go back now and pick up again to come down for something. You remember what last Sunday's service was? The gate to the soul, you remember? Now, there is a womb of the physical. There is a womb for the spirit. Did you believe that? There is a spiritual womb and a physical womb. And the mind is the womb to the spirit. Why? Now remember, I told you last Sunday and drawn it out here for you. These five senses that enters this seed from the outside. See, taste, feel, smell, hear. Five on the inside, conscience and so forth, from the inside, five. Now, on the light side, there's only one. That's your on the basis of free moral agency to accept, take in, or let out. See? That's how adultery... That's how adultery is committed spiritually. When you, knowing better by the Word of God, by the intercourse of the mind, take in a lie of the devil against the Word of God.
Oh, amen. Yep.
That's exactly what Eve done. With a spiritual intercourse first. That come by believing Satan's lie into the womb of her mind that polluted her soul. Yes, set death in the soul. Then the natural act taking place. And that's the only way that a woman ever can commit adultery against her husband. Is to first let some man talk her into it. And then receive another man that's not her husband. Amen. Then she's committed adultery. And when the bride of Jesus Christ lets man-made creeds and dogmas take the place of the Word of God, she's committing adultery. Amen. Did not Jesus say, whosoever looketh upon a woman has committed adultery with her already in his heart? Amen. Looketh upon a woman to lust after her has committed adultery with her already? Why? He let it come into his mind. Amen. That's the womb. It starts the things moving. Amen. Satan, come in. We were sowed with the Word. Someday, I'll bring the life into the earth and replenish the earth. What Eve failed to do, Mary did. She took the Word. Eve took Satan's lie. Mary took God's Word. And through Mary's seed, replenishes the earth again through his bride, through the Word, and will bring up the millennium. Through that goes forth the Word, and the Word is planted into every predestinated heart, and the Spirit comes down and waters it, and they cannot die. Amen. I'll raise him up again at the last days. Oh, brother and sister. That's real. What is it? The mind is the womb for the Spirit. What? To take in or let out. That's how they commit adultery. It's taken that some Satan, devil, spirit put in them something against the Word of God. Amen. And she's committed adultery. Eve received, listen to this, wrong seed word, Satan's lie against Jehovah's Word, results was death. I will get off of this subject in a few minutes, but I want to get it pounded out real good. Before it gets down to the place I have to stop. I'm going to skip a page here about now, a minute. Now look, Eve, what? What did she do? She received the wrong seed. How did she do it? Believe in Satan's lie. Amen. How many says that's right? Amen. Well, sure, it's right, sure. She received Satan's lie. What'd she bring forth? By doing it! Satan said, you know, this is glorious. This is a wonderful thing. You know you were made for that? Why, you were actually made for this purpose. Oh, was I? Oh, it's pleasant to the eye. It's good. You should try. But the Lord God said, not yet. But, you know, oh, if we do, you surely won't die. That slick-tongued devil. Amen. He ain't got hoofs and spark and tail. Amen. No, like they try to make you believe he's a slicker behind the pulpit.
Amen.
Right.
Amen.
Or some little Ricky with his hair combed down like a duck sitting on his back out there to harm some mother's daughter.
Yeah.
That's the guy. Come around with a little cute like a little... Oh. I'll let that go. Now, the womb. Eve received the wrong seed word. Now listen real close now. We're going to drive this right down for the Lord willing. She received the wrong word. What did it do? It was Satan's lie. Said she'd be wise. Well, she could belong to the big church. She'd be well thought of in the city. Why, she'd be like the rest of the people. Sure. That's exactly what Jehovah's bride believed. That's exactly. That's exactly what Satan would have tried to said when the word come to Mary. But she shook him away. said, how can this be? Said, the Holy Ghost will overshadow you. It's the Word of God. Said, be it unto me according to thy word. That draws the line. There you are. Well, do you know Satan said, they'll all laugh at you. That little rosy-cheeked girl didn't pay attention to that. Right up in Judea she went, you know, I'm going to have a baby. Before she felt anything because the word had already been set there. That was all. She didn't have to go through the prayer line a second time. She believed that she didn't have any sign of life. She never had no sign of pregnancy at all. She never felt nothing. Everything had been just like it was, but she went telling everybody, I'm going to have a baby. Why? God said so. What's that? The royal seed of Abraham. Going to have a baby, Abraham, and that woman? God said so. Amen. Well, you told me that 25 years ago. I know, but God said so. Amen. That's it. Hallelujah. There you are. That's the same thing. What do you say today? Well, you know the denomination will kick you out, but God said so.
Amen. Amen.
God said so. Well, you know if you get baptized like that? Well, God said so. That's it. There's your virgin. That's it. Amen. Not only the baptism, but anything else.
Amen.
The rest of the word. See? So, what? This was both physical and spiritual with Eve. First, and any time. I told you and asked you this morning, sisters, to forgive me, so I can make you rest. Any time that a woman takes the wrong step, I'm talking about Christ and bride now, but any time a woman takes a wrong step, she has to first receive it in her mind. Right? Some slicker has to persuade her, and she listens to it against her own better judgment than the acts committed. So first it hit Satan, hit Eve's mind, and in the womb of her mind she doubted God's word. Then come the actual act. And the only way that we can ever be born again is first in the womb of the mind receive the word. And then the Spirit comes on top of that and brings it. There you are. That's what does it. That's the real gospel teaching, brother. I believe if St. Paul was standing today, he'd teach the same thing.
Amen.
In this hour. All right. What was the results with her? Physical and spiritual death. What is the results of those who accept the other way? It goes into this frolic today that they got, both physical and spiritual death. Both body and spirit shall be annihilated.
Amen.
Be no more. That's exactly right. No, Mary's womb, the physical mind, see, was virgin womb. Why? She believed God's word. No matter how much anybody criticized, how many things somebody else said, that didn't have one thing to do with it. She believed God's word regardless. Oh, I wish I could just get that over. Are you getting it? See, first was her mind. Before the act ever taken place in her literal womb, the act had to take place in here first. To let the Spirit come in to do the rest of the work. Oh. Before the actual spiritual birth can take place, the word has to find itself through your mind.
Amen.
Believe it. He that heareth my word and believeth on him that sent me hath eternal life.
Amen.
And shall never come to the judgment but or through the tribulation period but has passed from death unto life.
Amen.
Oh, my. Now, notice, virgin womb, her mind. Virgin mind, to believe God's word. You say, now look here. Oh, say, Brother Branham, it couldn't be that way. It's impossible. John Wesley would have saw it. So-and-so would have saw it. Sure. The devil could have said the same thing to Mary.
Yeah.
Who are you? Why, well, you're the poorest of the city.
Amen.
Ain't nothing but a young and 16 years old. 18. Down here, packing water out of this pump. Father dead. Your mother, an old blind woman down there. How in the world you ever... Anne was her mother, we're told. How in the world you ever go to... Listen. My old mother is a blind woman. But she's a godly woman. Through her lips, she's planted a seed in my heart. I've read it out of God's Word that God said in Isaiah 9 and 6, a virgin shall conceive.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Can you see? The Word takes flesh. There you are. God's going to have a church. It's going to be born of the Word of God because it is the living Word of God.
Hallelujah.
You see it? How you know it? You know what you're going to be called from this on? You're going to be called, I don't care what I'm called. That has nothing about it. Be it unto me according to the word of the Lord. Oh, could everybody say that today? Oh, if people could really from your heart, all of us could say that. See? Be it unto me according to thy word. Really mean it. One or two or somewhere out in there, let's go pick up some predestinated. It really means that. Brother, you're going to see sparks flying right then. That's right. When you really got that there to meet that what's coming. That irrigation begins to fall on that word. Yes, sir. Now, what was it? Virgin mind, womb. Virgin womb for the baby. Results, eternal life.
Hallelujah.
Eve, a good woman as she was, virgin as she was, but first she let the doubt come in by the word. A devil's lie. What did you do? Brought her into contact in the wrong way. What was her child? Death. Mary, virgin mind, virgin womb. When the devil tried to tempt her, and he come and the angel come to her then and said, you're going to have a baby? Satan said, now, I better inquire about that. And the angel said, it's the act of God. And she no doubt thought of Isaiah 9:6. She said, behold, the handmaid of the Lord.
Amen.
What's the result? Virgin birth. Eternal word in her, and she brought forth eternal life.
Hallelujah.
All right. Jehovah's bride, mixed seed. How'd you say now, Brother Branham? This morning you said Jehovah's bride committed adultery. I won't leave it out. Now let's watch real close now. Now we got just about another hour, I guess. Now I've got some over here. I'm just going to have to skip some and start reading just in a few minutes. See? Just read as fast as I can to get it out. Now, another hour, I believe we'll be out if you just bear with me and pray with me. See? Now, where did Jehovah's bride ever do wrong? All right? Jehovah sent what down to his bride in Egypt. He promised Abraham that his bride, the seed, would sojourn in Egypt for 400 years. Is that right? The time come for the word to be fulfilled. Are we time for the word to be fulfilled?
Yes.
For deliverance. Take it out. All right? How did they get the word? Did they form an organization? A bunch of men get together, priests, and said, now, brethren, we will have a vote here, and it's passed unanimously, if we're going to have an organization called the Pharisees. And through that, God's going to work. God never did do a thing like that. Never did. What did he send him? Prophet.
Amen.
And the word of the Lord came to the prophet. Raised him right up among them. A prophet. And anointed him. And vindicated him right in the midst of all the other devils working.
Amen.
The miracles and everything else because Moses stayed with the word.
Amen.
Picked that bunch of people up. Mixed multitude started with them. When they got across towards the promised land, before they got there, his precious bride committed adultery with Moab.
Amen.
Tell me she didn't do it now. How did she do it? A lying prophet against the word of God. Yet he had all the signs and all ritualistic. He was just as spiritual as Moses or just as real. Look, listen. Listen close now. Here set Israel in a camp, interdenominational. Right?
Amen.
What was it? They had an anointed prophet with them. They had a pillar of fire.
Amen.
A rock that water came out of, the watering. They were doing all right. And what? They had seven altars. That's perfect. On them altars went seven clean animals. Rams. And a ram represented the coming of Christ. Moab, what happened? When Balaam went down there, he built seven altars just exactly like they had.
Amen.
Don't talk on them fundamentally, because you better know what you're talking about. Jesus said it almost deceived the very elected. It's spiritual revealed. You catch it, and it's the Word. You see the Word made manifest. Look, here they was up there. Here was Moab. He said, no doubt but he was a bishop. Sure. Great guy. And he built seven altars. He put seven rams on him, speaking that he believed that there was coming a Messiah. Brother, if it come to fundamentalism, God had to recognize both of them. When Cain built an altar to the Lord, Satan's son, built an altar to the Lord, he built the same kind of an altar that Abel built. They both worshiped. They both went to church. They both paid their dues. They both obligated. They got down and worshiped the same God. And one was received and the other one lost. How's it come? Jesus said, upon this rock I'll build my church. The Catholic Church says it's a rock. There, the church is built on it. Peter was that rock. And the Catholic Church says that Peter's buried in them. That's a lie. But as far as I can ever see, by the time they said Peter's buried in there, the Bible said he's over here in Jerusalem. See? He never was in ever there. But anyhow, they say he was there. There's actually not a record of Paul ever being there. But in history. But they say Peter, he'd be buried there if he was. What difference does that make? That wasn't what Jesus was talking about. See how they got the material thing mixed up? Well, the Protestants said, no. Jesus said he was that rock. Now, he never said it. He said, blessed art thou, Simon, the son of Jonas. Flesh and blood didn't reveal it to you. Thou art Christ, the Son of the living God. Flesh and blood, you never learned it in a seminary. Some denomination didn't teach you this. But my Father, which is in heaven, has revealed it.
Amen.
And upon this rock,
amen,
the spiritual revealed truth of God's Word, I'll build my church in the gates of hell, people. Moab did the same thing. He come down there and he taught the children of Israel. Said, now looky here, friend. Now that's the same thing he done in Pentecost. Now looky here. Aren't we all the same? Don't we believe the same God? We're all the same. The children of Moab was Lot's daughters. See that old bunch of skate down there? Still a hair and a biscuit. See? There they are, gagging. See, there's up there in the head. Why, she said, now looky here. You know we're all the same. How many know that that was Lot's children? Sure. From their own daddy, adultery. And said, now we're all the same. You know, you Methodists and you Baptists and we Presbyterians and all. Why, sure, we want some of your oil. We're all the same. And what did they do? They married among them. And that's what Pentecost did to the Protestants. She married in a federation of churches. She denominated herself. And where is she? Just exactly like Israel was put away for both spiritual fornication and literal fornication.
Amen.
God refused her from then on.
Amen.
Even those children which become Samaritans was cursed. Is that right?
For
sure. Jehovah put her away. Christ's bride did the same, mixed her denominational seed and put Christ her six-spouse husband away.
Amen.
You dry wash bunch of Pentecostals. What's the matter with you? Revelations, the third chapter, the 21st, we find in prophecy Jesus Christ outside of his own church. And this lady will see it eight, knocking on the door trying to get back. The most pathetic picture in the Bible.
Amen.
What'd she do? She took on hoarding. When Jesus comes, what's she knocking for? Jesus come back to receive his bride. And when he comes to knock at the door, he was fastened out. Why, you can't come in here. You can't hold a revival. Let me see your ordination papers. A man filled with the Spirit of God. The real, true God, words God's Word made manifest among his ministry. Not one thing he said against him immorally or anything. Who can accuse him of it? Come to a denomination, well, he ain't oneness. He ain't assembly, he's Trinity. He ain't Trinity, he's assembly. You poor bunch of illegitimates. Shame on you! God on the outside! But what did John say, that last messenger down there before he's coming? He's able of these stones, right, children of Abraham. Don't you come saying we belong to this, we belong to that. God can these stones, right, children of Abraham. All right. As we go on now, oh, how I love this. Christ's bride, as same as Adam's bride and all the rest, mixed the seed and put Christ out for her denomination. She sure did it. She certainly did it. She refused God, her, to be husband like Eve did. Accepted Satan's death lie weeds, and a result, a dead formal church has been born from her. Now you lie, say that's a lie. Where's your Pentecostal? More formal than the Baptists are. Sure. You know what? It looks like a bad picture right now, don't it? But what did Joel say in Joel 2:28? But I will restore, saith the Lord. This lady or CNA knocking on the door trying to get back. The most pathetic picture in the Bible. As Adam found his wife pregnated with the seed of death of Satan's lie, she had accepted. Joseph found his wife pregnated with the seed of God, which the Word she had accepted. What's it all about? What am I trying to say? Now to you people on the air, you people out in the car, you people in the tabernacle, do you see why I have stayed the way I've tried to stay right here and denounce that? It's not I got anything against them men and women. I haven't one thing against them. But I just can't go on that ground. I just can't do it because it's wrong. How I got a scripture here I'd like to take on Jesus on his temptation. When he tried to get him, he said, I'll give you all these kingdoms of the world. They're mine. See? Same thing he come to eat. See? First by turning the bread, by eating, so forth. See, I'll do all this if you worship me. You just come join our group. Jesus said, it's written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes out of the mouth of God. What is it? Some of you preachers now that's too scared to take your stand. Afraid that they won't even let you come into the organization. What else are you going to do then? They'll kick you out. I feel sorry for you. First thing, for your weakness. Right. What's your faith in God? They told me the same thing. Sure. I worked 17 years till God got me out and built me around this, and then I thought, now, Satan, you come now. He works that. When you really realize that God has revealed to you the truth of the thing, there's nothing in the world going to defeat you in it. That's all. You're absolutely undefeatable. Not you, but God that's in you. Not Christ, but not the body, but the Word that was in him. Not Mary, but the Word that was born from her. Now, so man shall live what by? Not by his meal ticket, but by the Word of God. Not by your organization that furnished you a place. Well, let me show your credentials. Are you in good standing? Got a check on it? Well, yes, you can stand ranked about 100%. Well, we can receive you for a few days for a revival. Try you out and see what you'll do. How can God ever work in a bunch like that? Twice dead, plucked up by the roots, rooted, rotted, and everything else. Oh, my. There's another one. All people, God bless you. Hear me. I can't believe nothing but God's Word. I want it to be my life, everything that I am. I want you to do the same. Let your walks, your talks, your moves, everything you do be in the Word of God. Let the mind of Christ come into you, and that'll impregnate you with the Word. If you let the mind of the denomination come in, you'll be denominational impregnated. If you let the mind of Christ come into you, he can't deny his own Word. Or his God. You'll be impregnated with the Word and believe it. I don't care if they put you out, kick you out, run you out, and every door's closed, you'll go just the same.
Amen.
Amen. I got to hurry. Christ is now taking himself a bride to be impregnated with his own seed Word in her womb, spirit womb, and in her mind. And won't mix with any denominational trash with it. She is a virgin to him. Oh, I remember sitting in a room 3 days in there praying and waiting on the Lord and fasting. when that struck me, I thought, oh, God, what is it? Here I am in a picture. Here I am if I bring up this much to the church. Where will I be? I'll be having on a limb. What can I do? I've done seen the church as every type and shadow and everything else show she's gone. What will you do? Then I follow that word, I will restore, saith the Lord.
Amen.
I will restore. Remember the old pine tree. When the fire hits her and burns her down, she shakes off a seed. Oh, that seed brings forth a new one. That's right. The old trees are burned up with organization and everything else, but there still remains the seed of word. God's word will come right back, reproduce itself, just as sure as the world.
Amen.
Yes. Now, she won't miss it. Notice, but Christ, we believe we're in the end time, do we? Do you believe that before you have a crop now, you have to plant a seed? You see why that church has turned me out, tell me everything, call me all kinds of names and everything else, and stay right with that word? See? There's a plant, seed, it's already been planted for you. It's already done. I can say it now. It's over. Right, she's done been planted. Oh, yeah. So is the denominational seed. All the rest of them. Like our great precious brother Billy Graham said right here in Louisville, said Paul could take a Bible, took the Bible and said, now, Paul could go into a city and hold a revival. He'd have one convert. Go back the next year, he's got 60 from that one. So I can go and hold a 6 week revival and have 20,000 converts and come back in 6 months and can't find 20. What is it? They're not converts. They're converts to denominationalism. That's all. Certainly, you plant denominational seed, that's what you get. Come now, brother, join the church and put your name on the book. That's all we know. Right. Pentecost has done the same thing. Speak in tongues and so forth, that's all you have to do. That's got it. Come on. Join the church. All right. It's your false baptism and so forth and go on, and that's all you have to do. See? But when Christ comes, he's coming for a virgin with a church without even one spot or one wrinkle of denomination or any other thing, dogmas mixed with it.
Amen.
It's going to be word and that alone. Now, oh man, here we are. Blessed be the Lord. Now we come to the body to be the bride of Christ. Now to be his flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Now, we'll hurry up now. Flesh of his flesh and bone of his bone. Ask you a question. Why didn't all your reigns back yonder bring the bride to Christ?
Amen.
I want you to answer me that.
Amen.
If this coming is overdue, we believe it. Like it was the days of Noah, long suffering, he's getting his bride ready. Why didn't you Pentecostals back under a few years ago when he started 40, 50 years ago, why didn't you bring Christ, the bridegroom, to the bride?
Well, let that soak in.
Why? Because you pregnated her yourself with your denomination.
Amen.
Exactly what you've done. He won't marry a whore.
Amen.
He'll marry a virgin. Flat, but that's the truth. You know it in a flat way. You don't have to wonder. I don't stumble around about it, tell you the truth. Why did he bring her? Why did he bring Christ? Bring Christ to her because she's not fit. He found her in adultery. Exactly the reason children don't live forever when they're born. Adam found his wife pregnated. That's the reason Jehovah had to take a Gentile bride. Found her pregnated. That's exactly the way Christ has to get him a bride now. He's found this so-called group pregnated.
Amen.
He's going to sow his seed. Somebody's going to get it because they're predestinated to be a church at the end of the road.
Amen.
Like Adam and Jehovah's, he found them pregnated with man-made doctrines of denominations. Like God's truth in Genesis 1, every seed has brought forth after its kind. So when the Spirit fell on her, man had been there to her womb and filled it with denominational seeds of his own thinking. So that's why she got to be the way she is, and Christ could not come to her.
Amen.
That's hard, isn't it? One day, I was up in Green's Mill. I've been praying for a couple of days. It's been many years ago. I went up here to Mishawaka. I never said this on tape before. I went to Mishawaka. You remember about the colored boy? I just found Pentecostal people. Never knew there was such a thing. Now I went up there and found them. I thought I had a bunch of angels. I see them speaking in tongues and names. I never heard of it before, but there they was running up and down the floor speaking in tongues. I thought, my, that's wonderful. The old UPC and PAFW and all them kinds emerged. You had, there's a segregation between the white and colored. Then they had to have their convention up north. It's at Mishawaka, Indiana. My, I had $1.75, just enough to get me home. I bought a nickel of it in some old donuts or rolls, about 2 or 3 days old. Went out and got me a jug of water at the hydrant and went out in a cornfield and tucked my seats out in the old Ford and laid it down. Pressed my britches for that night, seersucker pants I had on, and a little old T-shirt. And the next morning I went out again. I didn't want to eat with them. I was welcome, but I didn't want to eat with them because I had nothing to put in their offering. And so I went to find out. That day they would dance and they would prance and they would sing in the Spirit. I thought, oh my, that sounds good. One man would raise up and speak in tongues and listen and give the interpretation. And brother, it was so. He called people back there in the office. I thought, oh brother, that's wonderful. Tell Miss Jones or so-and-so, come right now. The Lord's calling her. Here she comes. That's right. Then this is speaking tongues, the other interpreter. Oh my, my. The millennium's fixing to start. This is it. And so if I could just shake the hands of that godly man, I thought. And I went over to one of them when I was outside walking around. They didn't know me. I was a little old fellow out there. And so I went walking around the church. And after a while, when they had a little recess, and I met a man out there, and one of them, and I shook his hand. I said, how do you do, brother? You know God's given me a little gift here to find out things when he wants me to know it. See, I thought if I could ever get him to speak and then say something, I'd find out whether it's really true or not. So I seen that look like to be the leaders of it. And I shook his hand. How you do, brother? I said, how do you do? And I talked to him a little bit, and he was a real Christian. He was. I thought, praise God. That's why I come around the corner and hit this other man. I said, how do you do, brother? And God talked to him. If I ever talked to a hypocrite, there was one of them. He was a black-headed man, and he had a baby by a blonde-headed woman. Two babies by a blonde-headed woman. I saw it in the vision right before me. And I thought, now I'm really confused. Now, how could that same spirit, one be on a man, a godly man, the other on a devil? Hypocrite. I thought, God, I better leave the whole thing alone. I don't know. I was only about 19, 20 years old, and I thought, I just better leave the thing alone. Well, I don't know. How in the world could that be? I can't stand anything about it. I can't stand against it, but I know that man's wrong. And that same spirit of watching to fall in and take the same effect. I thought, there's something wrong here, something. That's all it was to it. I said to this man, he said, you ever see the Holy Ghost? I said, I don't believe I got what you fellas have. He said, glory to God, you ever speak in tongues? I said, no, sir. He said, you ain't got her. I said, well, I don't guess I have. See? I said, this is something new. I never seen it, heard of it. I said, well, he said, well, go in there and get her. Or she's for you. I said, thank you, sir. I thought, brother, I don't want what you got. So then I looked at her a little bit, and I went on around a little while. Went on around, and I went out in the woods that night, and I thought, God have mercy, I'm going home. And I went home. I couldn't say nothing for or against. One time I was up here at Green's Mill, a little old cave where I always go, what you know about. I've been in there on something else. 3 or 4 days, I've been up there fasting, praying, got musty in the cave, and I come out one afternoon, it's pretty, and sun was shining leaves. There's an old log that fell down, I guess, just blow it down towards the creek. And I sat down on there, rubbing my eyes, been back in that dark cave for a while. I laid the Bible down like that, and I thought, well, I believe I'll read some out of the Bible, and I'll lean back against this limb here, and just rest myself and lean back. I was dusty all over, and I started to read, and when I picked up the Bible, it was Hebrews, the 6th chapter. See? Far as impossible for those that have once tonight made partakers of the Holy Ghost, see if they should fall away to renew themselves again through their repentance. See if the rain cometh upon the earth all to rest it, prepare for that which is right, with thorns and thistles which is nigh unto rejected is to be burned. I thought, well, what's that? Stop. And I thought, what was that? Oh, I said, guess it's something. Well, I was up there praying about something else. And I laid my Bible down again. I said, well, I guess I'll turn over and get me something to read like that. And the wind come and blowed it right back. I was in the Old Testament, blowed it right back to Hebrews, the 6th chapter. I looked down again, there it was. Well, look, I picked it up, I read it again. Same thing. Well, I thought, are you getting superstitious, Bill? So I thought, well, I'll read here. And I started to read, and I couldn't get interested in nothing. I thought, well, I believe I'll just raise up my hands and praise the Lord. I laid the Bible down like that, raised up my hands to praise the Lord. When I raised up my hands, the wind went, blow it again. And when it did, I looked down there, Hebrews 6. I read it again. I thought, what does that mean? I can't understand. I had done forgot about the Pentecostal idea. And I thought, what does that mean? And I sat there and I thought, is there something in there, Lord? I thought, now, I believe in election, yeah. They which were once enlightened, partakers of the Holy Ghost, see, and have tasted the Word of God. I said, that's that borderline believers. It'll come right up almost to the real thing and then go back, just like them wasn't times of Joshua. Joshua and Caleb went on over, but these just stayed borderline, see. Tasted it, seen the good works of God, then refused it. People sat around the church all the time saying, I believe that, Brother Branham, but never make a move towards it, see. It's impossible for them to ever go across. So then they come to that place and you preach to women with short hair. Next year they got short hair, just the same. Preach to men, they do just the same thing, you see. Never see borderline believers. You say, oh, yes, I believe it's right. And I said, of course, I believe that. But this, when I come to that place, but thistles and thorns, which is nigh unto rejection, whose end is to be burned. I thought, what does that mean? Can't get it. And I start over there, I thought, God, if this is something you want me to know, I'm up here seeking a vision from you, Lord, to know just what to do about a ministry down there. And I want you to tell me, Father, and I look across the holler, going on up towards Wellsway and above Charleston, going towards Newmarket, that way across over the hill. And I look, and I seen it like a rainbow hanging over the valley. And through this rainbow, I seen something turning. And I looked, and it was a world. And here went a man dressed in white. And many of you people here are too young, you know this. You remember when we used to broadcast seeds with her, put a great big bag on your side and take your hand, throw it? Mr. Woods, you remember that, broadcasting seeds like that. Take them in your hands and spray them out like that, let the wind blow them into the dirt. And I seen a man dressed in white going across like that, sowing seeds. And I watched him go plumb around the curvature of the earth. And I thought, wonder what that means. And then I looked, just as soon as he got his back turned, here come a real slicker coming around. Looking like that, he had a sackful, and he was sowing weeds behind him. He went around the earth still looking, sneaking, you know, throwing them like this. And he went on around the earth. Then I seen it come up, and up come wheat, and up come weeds, stickers, thorns, thistles. And they was both growing together. And there come a great drought. And I seen that little wheat holding its little head over going, just dying for water. And I seen a little old cuckoo bird with his head hanging over, just dying for water. And everybody began to pray for water. And all at once the great rains come up and answer to prayer. And away went the rains across the earth. And as soon as the water hit the earth, that little wheat jumped up and said, glory, 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 glory. And up jumped the little cuckoo bird and hollered, glory, 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 glory. Well, I thought, now what's that? And just then, well, that wheat was a shouting. I can see that, but what did that cucklebur mean? And then he said, read Hebrews 6. The rain falls on the just and the unjust. That's what's the matter. That's what why we didn't have a bride ready for Christ now. We sowed denominational seed instead of the Word. What has it gone? Brought some more denominational children. That's right. But in among there is some wheat has fallen. Right. But look, the same Spirit that makes the real, true, genuine believer speak with tongues. The real Spirit that makes a genuine believer a Christian. See? Because it's irrigating a word, a seed. That same Spirit makes something substitute to it. Like Eve's hybrid. Makes the hybrid just as happy, just as much shouting, feel just as much joyful about it as the rest of them. But what is the truth of it? The seed's wrong to begin with. Amen. So all your fleshly demonstrations don't mean nothing. Amen. Though I speak with tongue of men and angels and have not charity profit me nothing. Amen. Though I can move mountains and have not charity profit me nothing. Amen. Though I give all my goods to feed the poor and have not charity profit me nothing. Though I speak with tongue like men and angels, it becomes like sounding brass and tinkling cymbals. Amen. See, it's nothing. Listen, church, Pentecostal, nothing. Why is the hybrid seed? It can't come to the Word. Now, there you are. The body that gives birth to Christ's body, again, must be come from a virgin womb. The Word. Right. That's why, listen to this, that's why she produced 1,000,000 more in 44. That was a Baptist slogan. That's why the Pentecostal denominations that could not give spiritual birth to bring forth the manifestations and the Christ, because it was only a sowing rain, and she's brought forth a denominational church. And she's consolidated with the great evangelicals, and she's gone in with the way of Korah. She's gone with the denominations. That's why. Now, let's go back to the Old Testament for some types. Then I'm going to start here in a few minutes on something and let you go. Let's go back to the Old Testament for some types to prove these things. Now, I've took several hours here laying this on. Now, we're going to change the subject, change the program. Now, first, I've got something I just want to get to. I got a few pages here, and then I got the... Oh, my, surely not that. I just have to hurry real quick, and I'll read it, see? Just read as fast as I can, because I know we haven't got but just a very short time now, see? Now, are you tired? Oh, well, then it's me. Go ahead. That's all right. Now, that's why we got all the things that we've got. Now, all these things I said, if they don't jive with the Bible or dovetail with God's Word, they're wrong.
Amen.
They're wrong. Now, all this picture, now I'm just going to hurry over some of this, not explain it, but just hurry over so we can get to it, and I promise you, as quick as I possibly can, I got a place here where I got so in the Spirit. I got the church up to show it and prove it in the Word. Here exactly what's happened all along. And then when I did, I thought, Lord, I got the people standing here now. I'll have them stand there. What can I tell them? I can't predict the future. I can't tell them what to do. Man. What will I do? I'll leave them standing on a limb. I raised up my hand. I said, God, I think I'm doing this for your will. I never did this, never did before. Because the seed hadn't been sold yet. I said, now I believe it's time for me to say it. Well, now what am I going to say now? Just as plain as you hear my voice, something said, pick up your pen. I'll read it to you in a minute. And when I got through that, it was just the answer. I didn't even know what I was writing. Just started writing. And when I got through, I laid the pen down. I looked up, oh, God have mercy, there it is, right there. That's what I'm looking for. Now, there's some things I had to bypass. We'll get to it in a little bit, Lord willing. All the Old Testament was types that point to Christ and His church. You believe Adam and Eve pointed to Christ and His church?
Amen.
You believe Jehovah and His wife pointed to Christ and His church?
Amen.
But them are types, and this is the antitype. It has to be like the type. Because the type takes the antitype takes from the type. Christ is the head. The true stone of God. Do you believe that?
Amen.
The true Word. The bride is the body. You want some scriptures on these so you can look them up? I was going to read the scriptures, but 1 Peter 2, 1 to 6. Ephesians 5, 22. See? 1 Peter 2, 1 to 6. Ephesians 5, 23. Read that chapter, both of them in there. See? The Old Testament. Christ, look here. Let's just take this, for instance. Maybe if my wife didn't take my dollar. Here it is. Pay for some sandwiches a while ago. Excuse me, friends. I oughtn't have said that, but I got a good one. Now, on the back of this dollar, wasn't for her, I wouldn't have the dollar, I guess. God's mercy giving it to us and her helping me. Now, on the back of this looks like, if that be our money, the American seal on the left-hand side of the dollar ought to be the great seal in this country. Is that right? But why is it the pyramid called the great seal? Even your money has to testify. Yes. Every time you send a postcard or a mail, you have to test it. It testifies. The year of our Lord, 1962. Everything testifies of Christ. See? Do you notice that the great seal? It's the pyramid. Anybody ever know that the pyramid never had the capstone put on it? How many knows that? Sure. I've been there. Egypt, Cairo. Yeah. Never had the capstone. Why? It was rejected. The cornerstone. That was a cornerstone that helped this building. It's a keystone. How many knows what a keystone is? When the arch is built, then the keystone holds it together. The cornerstone is what holds up the building. Is that right? And the cornerstone in the pyramid was the capstone. So the keystone held the rest of it together. Now, this keystone was rejected. Did you notice up there? It's standing up above. Up above the pyramid. Now, what does that represent when Enoch built it? Here's what's taking place. It's just like the gospel church coming. See, now, down in the wide part of the pyramid represent the early days of Reformation. Just to call yourself a Christian, deny the Catholic Church means you get killed for it. Then along come, they preach justification by faith. Then along come, now watch the three come back again. Along come John Wesley preaching sanctification, the church becomes intimate minority more. See? Come down this way. And then after John Wesley's days of sanctification, come the Pentecostal church. And God took a remnant out of that, each one accepting the word. See? Now, when it come down to the Pentecostals, it cut it down a lot closer because it was a restoration of the gifts. Bring it right on up. What is it? Way down here, so way away from the looks of the head. Down here, so a little closer to the head. Up here, it's a little closer, but that's got to be absolutely the fit with the rest of it's got to be honed.
Right.
In that pyramid, you can take a razor blade and you can't run between them rocks where the mortar was. It's so fitly put together. It said Solomon's temple was the same. See? God is taking the elect out of that Pentecostal church, that hybrid, pulling it out and finishing up the Word.
Amen.
And it's got to be so close until the Word itself will blend with this Word.
Amen.
There comes the headstone. Crying, grace, grace.
Amen.
Amazing grace.
Amen.
The headstone, here you are like this, see? On there. See how it's way wide down here? It keeps getting closer, closer, closer to the ministry. That's why here comes, here's Luther, justification. Justified. Here comes Wesley, sanctified. Bunch. Here comes Pentecostal, restoration of the gifts. Now God's taken from there, honing out a bunch to make a ministry just exactly like that word there, because it's got to fit with the word.
Amen.
There's the bride. Take her up. Now, Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. You believe that? Now, I can't explain all this. I'm just going to go through it just quickly now. Hit the high place so you won't stay too long. Christ was manifested to destroy the works of the devil. Is that right?
Amen.
You all believe that? That's why he, what was he? God's word, which destroyeth the works of the hybrid, the devil. Is that right? He was done to do that. He was born to be that, to destroy the works of the devil. Now, his body is to do the same. Because the body is head and body's together. Is that right? If Christ is the head, was the Word, his body has to be the same thing as his head was.
Amen.
Is that right? A church of the Word, born of the Word. Virgin born from the Word. Not denominational now, virgin born from the Word. The way the body operates is by the head. Is that right? My body can't move until my head tells it to move. Well, what if my head is flesh and my body's concrete? It can't move. Head can say, move, 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 but there's nothing to send a message to. Is that right? My head is Christ and my body's a denomination. How do they go to work? How can purity and a whore work together? I love it, brethren, I tell you. I like to preach on some of this a while. The way the body operates is by the head, and the head is the Word.
Amen.
Is that right? The head is the Word. Compare the modern church now. Why don't we have miracles in it? Why don't we have the Word in it? It can't get the Word to it. The denomination stops it. Sure. Say, here comes a good, sainted man of God preaching the Word of God just as straight off the Bible as he can. The denomination, no, no, sir, get him out of here. Body can't move.
Yeah.
Chugged off. Has to. Now, the body carries the works, carries on the works, and does the works that the head commands it to do.
Amen.
Tell me where you ever said organized. Tell me where the head all says all right for women to cut their hair. Mission. It's not there. Tell me where the head ever said, these works I do, but you shall not do them. Tell me that. But the head said this. You know, put the scripture down, I'll give it to you. John 14:12. The works that I do shall you also. That's his body. See? See now why I have been so zealous of the kind of seed that I planted for the body? The rain's going to fall pretty soon. I mean the real rain. And it's got to have seed to fall on. I hope I live to see it. Do you understand now? It will be the living Word as it was at the beginning, the spoken Word of God. Have His power, for it is in Him in His own body, working His own way. Look to the promises that God gave this body. Wow, we're coming to something. We're coming to Mount Zion now.
Amen.
Let's look what He said to this body. I mean virgin born. Now we see the impersonations of it. We see it every day. But let's come to the real body, see what He said about this. Let's look. All right. Here's what He promised. Do you believe that John 3:16 is right? I'm just got to read this. All right. Everybody believe John 3:16, God so loved the world to give His only begotten Son, and so forth. Say amen.
Amen.
I dare you to believe the rest of it. I'm talking about the body now. Let's take John 20 to start with. All right. Take John, the 20th chapter. And let's see, John the 20th chapter, and we're going to again at the, about the 19th verse. St. John 20, I believe that's what I got marked down here, and beginning with the 19th verse. Now, listen close, I challenge you to believe it. I wish I could just see the Holy Spirit just huddle over here. Say, now it's me. Listen. The same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were assembled, for the fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst and said unto them, peace be unto you. And when He had said, and when He had so said, He showed unto them His hands and His side. And when His disciples, then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus unto them, peace be unto you. Oh, are you ready? As My Father has sent Me, He's the Word, the seed, Word seed, so send I you. You believe it? Don't stop. There's more of it. And when He had said this, He breathed on them and said unto them, receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins you remit, to them they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins you retain, they are retained.
Amen.
Is that the truth?
Amen.
Who did He say that to? The seed, the Word. Why? They can only be born by the Word.
Amen.
That's the reason. You believe that?
Amen.
Let's take Matthew 16 now, just a minute. Matthew 16:19. Let's read this just a minute. All right. And I will give unto thee the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt bind on the earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatsoever thou shalt loose on the earth shall be loosed in heaven. I challenge you to believe it. If that ain't the word, John 3:16 ain't the word. Why should you take some and not take the other? All the Word of God is right. But it's got to come into a virgin womb where nothing but the seed lays there. You believe it? All right. Now watch this real close. I know the heart that claims it. And they do remit sins by their denominational power. But look at their children. Ever dance hall? Cut their hair, painted up like clowns? Man out living with other man's wives, flirting, run around on the street, mixed bathing, everything else? Sure. They forgive, they remit sins in their own way. But the fruit shows what it is. Not right for them. No, sir. What do? They wear shorts, cut their hair, wear makeup. Jesus said, by their fruits they are known, the kind of seed that they are.
Amen.
There's what it is. Denominational seed gives denominational forgiveness. That's exactly right. God said, let the word be after its kind. And so it is. That's right. Oh, brother, the scriptures is true. You believe it?
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit bears record of the predestinated gift that the church claims she has. What? By watering the word. Punctuating the word with an amen. When it says repent, be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
When it says these other things, amen.
Amen.
That's it, amen to everything. See? It punctuates the word, and God by predestinated the gift to come to remit sins, but it was given to the Spirit-filled Word body. Because the Word can only forgive sins because the Word is God.
Amen.
How true the Pharisees was. I've mentioned this morning we get to this. Now I'll talk up my time, but the Pharisees said, this man forgives sins. We know he's a blasphemer. Only God can forgive sins. And this man's forgiven sin, not knowing.
Amen.
And that was the Word.
Amen.
The Word forgives sins. Because it's God.
Amen.
And when you become not your own, God knows, knowed and foreknew, by foreknowledge, who would take this gift and who would use it in the right way.
Amen.
Those who have it are vindicated by the Word of God with the rest of the Word and Spirit.
Amen.
Is that clear? Some would have you believe it comes by schooling, scholarship, degrees. If you go to school so long, if you become a bishop, study to be a pope, or you become a cardinal, or something like that. That some would have us believe it, that's where it comes from. When man, by laying on of hands, make you something to do it. But they are off of the Word.
A
Romans 11:29 said, gifts and callings are without repentance.
Amen.
God gives it. And also John 15:16, if you want to write it down. Listen close now. How different Jesus was in his days from the denominations of his day. They would point back to him. I'd like to hold on this a while.
Amen.
They would point back over their shoulder, back down through the time, and say, we're Moses' disciples.
Amen.
We know that God appeared to Moses in a burning bush. We know. They know the history of Moses, but they did not know the God of Moses. Because he stood before them in John 6 and said, before Moses was, before Abraham was, I am the burning bush. They know Moses' history. So is it today. They know the God. They claim they know the Word of Christ, but they don't know the God that was in Christ.
Amen.
Painted fire. Who can get warm by a painted fire? A seminary experience.
Amen.
They know Moses, but not his God. Jesus could and did say.
Amen. Listen to this, brother.
Now I feel like David winding that sling up now. I hope I don't seem sacrilegious to you, friend. I'm all right, but I just feel good. I'm just getting feeling fine. Jesus could and did say, the Father that sent me is in me.
Amen.
And as he has sent me, so send I you to his disciples. The Father that sent me is with me. If I do not the works of the word promised to my Father, then don't believe me.
Amen.
Because they are the ones that testify of me.
Amen.
Hallelujah! Oh, church, where are you at?
Praise God.
Jesus said, they say, oh, we know that God did do this, but not today. Jesus said the same. We know God was with Moses, but the God that was with me is in me. Because if you don't believe it, see what's written of me. See what the Scripture said I would do. And if I don't fit the Scriptures, then don't believe me.
Amen.
Let me say this, not sacrilegious. But let me say that about the message that I'm preaching. If God don't vindicate this to be the truth, then it's not. But if the Word vindicates I'm telling you the truth, then believe the Word.
Amen.
They don't want to testify whether I'm telling the truth or not. They're the testimony. They testify for my for the ministry he gave me. He promised this in the last days. Here it is. He said what he would do. Here it is. We're going right into it now.
Hallelujah.
You see whether it's the truth or not. Let God do the testifying. If the words, the things I'm preaching don't testify back that it's the truth, then it's not the truth. But if the Word speaks of this and here it is, then what are you going to do about it?
Amen.
Jesus said, I know you think you know Moses. You know about the history of Moses, but you don't know his God. For I was before Moses. I was the one that talked to Moses. I'm the I Am. I'm the Word.
Amen.
They couldn't see it. Because they're of their father, the devil.
Amen.
Their denominations wouldn't let them see them. That didn't stop the Word from going on just the same. It fell on some. And from that come a bride. That generation. All right. How different. Painted fire. Jesus gets to say the Father that sent me is with him in the works that I do testify because I'm going to do the same thing the Scripture said I would do. Jews knew their historical God. Same now. Yes. Why did they know the historical God? It's because they had the historical seed. Why did they not receive him? Because it was hybrid with denomination.
Amen.
Jesus knew who sent him, for he that sent him was in him, and there was no denomination tied to him.
Amen.
Tell me which one. What school did he come from, they say? Where did he get this wisdom? Where was this learning come from?
Amen.
They couldn't find a school he ever went to.
Amen.
And yet at 12 years old, he confounded the scribes and the Pharisees.
Oh,
oh my. That spoke of it. Why didn't they say something to him as a kid? It was God's Word.
Amen.
They couldn't withstand that. No wonder the people were astonished at his doctrine. Did you ever read that? Mark 1:22,
yeah.
If you want to put it in. The people was astonished at his doctrine because he taught like somebody that had authority. He knew what he was talking about.
Amen.
The church now should have a double portion of the Spirit. For it is true like Elijah's garment that fell upon Elisha, a double portion, the same thing come from Jesus Christ. Now you say, oh, Brother Bram, you're talking about his church. That's right. That's his body. Isn't my wife part of my body? Isn't your wife part of your body?
Amen.
Flesh of your flesh and bone of your bone? The holy union? Is that right? That's the reason a Christian shouldn't be married to a harlot. That's not right. No, sir. Because it breaks all the things of God. You say, oh, now, Brother Branham, wait a minute. You talk about the Spirit of Christ being upon... The Bible said it would. Is that right? Isaiah 9:6, it said unto us, a child is born, son is given, name shall be called, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. And the government shall be upon his what? That's part of his body. That's his body, is it? His shoulders is his body. Where's the government on the earth at? In his body. Saints shall judge the earth. Is that right? Paul said, I dare you to court one another. Not take it before the church. Right? Saints shall judge the earth. Where's the government going to be up on? Upon the shoulders. His body. The government upon his shoulders. That's a part of the body. What is it? His earthly strength. God's earthly strength is his word made flesh in his body here on earth. Bringing to pass. Moses, listen. Let's bypass some of it. God's messenger always has been rejected. You believe that? Moses was rejected. Is that right? Jesus was rejected. And Luke said in 10:16, if you want to write that down. All right. Rejected. 1 Samuel 8:7. God's message was rejected. God had a messenger, a prophet called Samuel. You believe it? Rejected him and his message. They took the world. This is the law of God. This is going, I don't know where to say yes or not. This is the law of God. God's law is to receive a vindicated servant. Let's just prove that a minute. I'm going to take one of the scriptures here. John 13:20. Let's just see. I got something to go down here. I just kind of get my mind just saying, oh, yeah, here I am. Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that receives, whosoever I send, receives me. And he that receives me, receives him that sent me.
Amen. Hallelujah.
A vindicated servant. Oh, brother, there's 1,000 sermons laying right here now. That's right. Oh, my, it's the law of God. Receive it. Samuel come down and said, I want to ask you something. Have I ever told you anything in the name of the Lord that didn't come to pass? He said, no. Have I ever took up any offerings to build big buildings and do great, a lot of things to glorify myself? Nope. Has God proved to answer the word that I've said? Yep. Oh, why don't you hear me? Jesus said to the Pharisees, we know you're born in fornication. He said, which one of you can condemn me as sin? Let me show you God's word, see if you believe it, see if God vindicates it in you. And let me speak of myself. If I speak myself, I'm a liar. Amen. But if I speak of God and God speaks to me by his word, then it's the truth.
Amen.
Then who believes the word of God, me or you?
Amen.
Jesus said, he that receives them that I send receives me.
Amen.
And now them that he sends. And them that receives me receives him that sent me. Wish we had time to linger on that. You can only serve God as you can only serve God as you do and believe the servants that God sends. You can only serve God on earth. See? As God's servants that sent on earth by divine inspiration interprets the word to you.
Amen.
You believe that?
Amen.
You want to find some scriptures, Bart? 1 Corinthians 14:16. Paul said, you follow me as I follow Christ. Also 11:1. Luke 10:16. See what he said. What Jesus said there. Luke 10:16. Leave it right close to it here. Let's see what it says one time here. Luke 10:16, while they're writing the rest of them down. Now that's 1 Corinthians 14:16. Also 11:1 and Luke 10:16. Now let's read. I'm getting to Luke 10:16 here just to read while y'all looking at the other now just for a moment. All right. Here we are. He that heareth you heareth me. He that despises you despises me. He that despises me despises him that sent me.
Amen.
That proves that God speaks his message to his servants. Always has. That's right. Now, the power of the believing church. Christ has all power in heavens and earth. You believe that?
Amen.
Now, what if he's in you? Has Christ got all power? Matthew 28:18. All right. He is the seed word in his body, and he in us becomes the seed word in us. What all that God was, he poured into Christ, and all Christ was poured into the church. That's the power. Now watch. Remember God's law of reproduction. Now remember, after its kind. Is that right? The seed of Christ, the Word, must come through his body. Are you getting tired?
No.
All right, just a minute now. Let's just hold quiet and pray. I want to get this in real good. I want this to grind down. The seed of Christ must, M-U-S-T, must come through his body. Not through a denomination, but through a born-again seed of the Word.
Amen.
Must come through. Now remember, what is it? Christ's seed. How does my seed come? Through the body. How does the apple tree seed come? Through the body.
Amen.
Seed is through the body. And the church is the body of Christ.
Amen.
Is that right? The Bible church. This birth produces, that's the new birth, himself and body, his church, is his word, so that people can see the confirmation of Hebrews 13:8. Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. You believe it? These are not denominational hybrids now.
Amen.
This is those that's in the orbit waiting for the countdown. You know what I mean? Fixing to take a rocket. Glory!
Amen.
These are not denominational hybrids. Not standing in here, they're not. No, sir. It's the seed. Paul was afraid that the people would want some kind of big words that he could say, some of his education. 1 Corinthians 2:1-8. You want to put it down? 1 Corinthians 2:1-8, Paul said, I never come to you, speaking words, intellectual, you know, that your faith might be in some seminary thing. But I come to you with the simplicity, in the power, and demonstration of the Holy Ghost, that your word, that your faith would rest in the Word of God. Yes, sir. Although the denominational churches will outnumber the bride 1,000 to 1. Do you believe that? You believe the Bible teaches it? Isaiah 54:1. He promised it. For the... You want me to read it? All right, let's get it. You want to see where it's at, where he promised it, that outnumber. Let's get over to Isaiah 54, 53, 54, 1. Sing, O barren, thou that didst not bear. Break forth into singing and cry aloud, thou that didst not travail with child. For more are the children of the desolate than the children of the married wife, saith the Lord. Is that right? More are the children of the whore than the married wife. Sure, outnumbers many times. Though they be more in numbers, they have no true father. Now, the denominational kinds is represented in Jude 8:13. That's the secular church. Clouds without rain. Foaming out their own shame. The Pentecostal church is represented of that denominational group in 2 Timothy 3:1-8. Having a form of godliness. Their seed produced their kind. Notice the eunuch. Oh, here we're going to get something deep now. Now watch this seed church, this real church with the real true sperm. Notice the eunuch had been with all the DDs. Now remember, God never committed his preaching and his gospel to an angel.
Amen.
How many knows that?
Amen.
How many knows that Galatians 1:8 said, if an angel come from heaven and preach something else besides they had preached, let it be accursed?
Amen.
So the angel's wrong if he's different from the Word. God came on down below angels and committed it to the man, which were sons. You believe that? Now watch. Now, he never committed to angels. Notice he did not do it. Now, Philip had been up to Pentecost, Jerusalem, for worship. How many says amen to that?
Amen.
The unity. He had been with all the DDs and LDs and everything. But why didn't he get something? He come back down studying the prophecy of Isaiah. Although an angel directed Philip to him. But the germ of life had to come through the body, Philip.
Amen.
Oh, brother. Now we're on the line.
Amen.
Where did the germ come from? Through the angel? The angel showed him where to go. The angel's a messenger. Here's the son. Philip had the germ. The message, the word. That's how a child can be born. Philip laid his hands upon him. Philip baptized him in the name of Jesus Christ. There come forth the Spirit of God. Sure. Now the germ had to come from the body. What body? Christ's body. Correct. And Philip was a member of the body. Now listen. The same thing took place in Acts 10:48. Peter was on the housetop. An angel directed him to Cornelius' house. But where did the word come from?
The body.
Amen.
Oh, I feel pretty good.
Amen.
Do you like traveling on?
Amen.
An angel come and said,
don't worry. Don't call nothing unclean. Just go on. Don't think nothing.
And while Peter spake these words.
Amen.
Not the angel. Not the cardinal.
Amen.
While Peter spake these words. What?
He was the body. He had the word.
Amen.
The word took hold.
Amen.
Oh, brother.
Amen.
Mm. Oh, my. Angel directed it. But the life comes through the body of Christ.
Amen.
Paul, on his way to Damascus, a vision directed him. But Ananias had the germ.
Amen.
He had the word.
Amen. That prophet, Ananias, saw a vision and said, go up there and lay your hands on him. He said, Brother Saul, the Lord appeared to you in the road coming down here. How do you know?
He had the word.
Amen.
The word of the Lord came to the prophet. Prophesied, my friend, said, he come up, set me up here, and lay my hands upon you, and you'd be healed and receive the Holy Ghost. Receive your sight. The scales fell off his eyes, and he rose, was baptized in the name of Jesus, went straight.
Amen.
Angel directed it. That's right. But Paul had the seed germ. It takes the Spirit of God, the seed, to give life eternal.
Amen.
Is it 2 o'clock yet? I know it.
I'm going to read something.
Let me read just for about 10 minutes, will you?
Amen.
I got a good notion. I could stay here, but I just better move on a little bit here. And we've got our time. I just 25 minutes until 5. I don't know what time we're getting, Georgia. I wish I could stop and comment on this just a little bit, but I'm just going to read it. Real slowly. Listen close. Here's what I picked up the pen for. Part of it. Do you see, friends, what I have, the way I stood the way I have? See why I'm contending to get away from them denominations to get a real church of God? See why it's got to come out of the Word? It can't come with the wisdom of man. It's got to come with the Word of God. That's the reason I believe the Word just the way it's written. I won't add nothing or take nothing. Just preach it that way. Just keep going. Now, brother, you all on the tape, if you disagree with me, I'll pray for you. If I'm wrong, you pray for me. I'm going to read some now. I want you to listen real close to this. Here's where the Spirit said, pick up the pen.
Amen.
I'd have to leave some of it go, but I've got to bring some of it to you. All right. Now, here is what I'm trying to say to you.
The law of reproduction bring forth of its kind. Genesis 1:11. These last days, true church bride comes to the headstone, will be the super church, a super race, as the near the great headstone. They will be much like, so much like him, they will be in his very image, in the order to be united with him. They will be one. They will be the very manifestation of the Word of the living God. Denominations can never produce this. This will be, they will produce their creeds and dogmas mixed with the Word. And brings a hybrid product. The first son was spoken seed Word of God. He was given a bride. I'm just reviewing the Spirit, and I was picking up what I said, see? A bride to produce himself. She fell. See, that's what the bride was given, to produce himself again, another son of God. But she fell by high breeding, see? Produce himself, but she fell, caused him to die. The second son, a spoken seed Word of God, was given a bride like Adam. But before he could marry her, she had fallen also, for she was put to a premortal agency, like Adam's wife was, to believe God's Word and live or doubt it and die. And she did. Then from a little group of the true seed of the Word, God will present Christ a beloved bride, a virgin of His Word. And through them and by them will be fulfilled all that has been promised for His Word in the Virgin, who knows no man-made creeds or dogmas. The Word of promise in Himself, like it was in Mary, God Himself made manifest. He will act Himself by His own Word of promise. So to fulfill all that has been written of Him, as He did when He came from the virgin womb, type of the Spirit womb, now, so will the virgin now, accepting His Word, be it unto me as Thou hast said. Though it was said by an angel, while it yet was the written Word, Isaiah 9:6, they will love Him. Love His, and will have His potentials, for He is their head, and they are His subject to His head. Headship of Christ was His. Notice what harmony. Jesus never did anything until seen of the Father, or the Father showed Him first. Harmony between God and Christ. John 5:19. So will the bride. And He shows her His Word of life. He shows her. And she receives it. She never doubts it. Nothing can harm her, not even death. For if the seed be planted, the water will raise it up again. Amen. Now they got a great big hallelujah. Here is the secret. The Word is in the bride. And the mind of Christ to know what He wants done with the Word, and she does it in His name, she has, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Then it is germinated. So the Holy Spirit waters it until it is grown and serves its purpose. They do only His will. Amen. I'll believe that. No one can persuade them different. They have, thus saith the Lord, or they keep still. Then they will do the works of God, for it is Himself in them, continuing His Word to fulfill as He did complete in His days. All things, when He was here, He did not complete all when he was here, for it was not time yet. Now, let us stand like Joshua and Caleb. Now, watch close. This is going to have a spiritual background. Now, let us stand like Joshua and Caleb as we see the promised land coming in sight. It's nearing the time to be given. Joshua in Hebrew means Savior and represents the promised end time leader to take the church over. Caleb represents the true believer who stayed with Joshua. God started Israel as a virgin with His Word, but they wanted something different, so did the last day church. Notice how God did not move Israel until His own appointed time. Now listen, this is going to mean something. Joshua waited for that time. No matter how much people might have said, God gave us the land, the promise. Let us go now and take it. They might have said, Joshua, you lost your commission. You're all washed up. Why are you not doing something? You used to know thus saith the Lord in a moment. And what was the will of God? But this wise God-sent prophet knew the promise of God, but also knew to wait for that promise.
Amen.
A clear-cut decision from God for His time. See these parables now, watch. And when the time come, God gave it to Joshua, who had stayed with Him by the Word. For he could not trust others. He could trust Him. So will it repeat. Like the mighty anointed prophet Moses knew God would use him, for he had proved Moses to be his servant by his peculiar birth at the right time, that if deliverance for Abraham's seed was a time. Are you getting it? Moses never stayed in Egypt and argued his scriptural points with them. He never fussed with the priest. But he went to the wilderness and waited on the Lord.
Amen.
Until the people was ready to receive him. He had come to testify them, but they would not receive him. God called his prophet to the wilderness. God had testified he had chosen. But the waiting was not by Moses, but for the people to get ready to receive Moses. Moses thought the children would understand that he was sent.
Amen.
I never wrote it. He did. So is it now. Like Elijah, after that mighty vindicated prophet that the Word of God came to, had finished preaching his message to the modern American groups of the First Lady with their bobbed hairs and Jezebel paint groups, God confirming his prophet, every time he prophesied it was the truth.
Amen.
God had to call him off of the field until he plagued that generation with mighty plagues for rejecting the message of his prophet and the Word of God that he had sent to them. God sent him into the wilderness and hid him. Not even the king could call him out. And them that tried to persuade him against the will of God died for doing so.
Amen.
Oh, God. But when God spoke to his faithful prophet by a vision out of the wilderness, is he come with, thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
What did he do? Straight to the Word. Back to the Word he went. Brought the 12 stones and rolled them together. Like John the Baptist, Christ's faithful forerunner, the anointed prophet. No school of his father, no school of Pharisee, no denomination could call him from the wilderness where God had sent him until he heard the voice of God, the Messiah of the hand.
Hallelujah.
Are you listening, spiritual mind? What more could I say here? I'm skipping something here now. How different today many so-called evangelists claim they have the answer from God for the people, just as Korah did, denying, disputing the authority of God's vindicated, anointed prophet Moses, claiming he had the answer. This was a money-making scheme too, a golden calf, as many do today. Big buildings, big schools, hatch out incubators, other same seed. And then, people then, as right now, fell for it after they had heard the true word of God to an anointed prophet that was vindicated. They fell for Korah's lie. God-proven prophet. And God knew, and knew God, had told them, Israel knew God had told them distinctly that he would vindicate his prophets by his word.
Amen.
Korah was not a scriptural prophet, but it looked awful good to the people, same as it does now. Today, today, it's blood on your hands, balls of fire on the platform, oil in your fingers, and the same thing produces women preachers, short hair, makeup. What do you have? You would not think that people would fall for it. But they did for Korah, and they do the same thing now. And turn away from the true word for denominations. Shorts shows what kind of seed that's in them. But thank God, all Israel never fell for Korah. Some stayed by Moses, the anointed prophet, with the word of God. Same is it today. With many of God's elected by his word and his spirit. Remember, the tares, the weeds, are to be gathered and bound in bundles. Is that right?
Amen.
This has come to pass. This apostate organization, churches, is bound tighter than they ever was bound. They are bundled together in the federation of churches, ready for the fires of God's judgment. I never wrote this. I feel that he did it. Pentecostals are full of so-called, the same as them. The wheat word will be gathered someday after they leave for the Master. God has promised, be careful. God has promised Malachi 4 for this last day. And Malachi 4 has not yet as been fulfilled. But it must be fulfilled. For it is a germatized word of God spoken through Malachi the prophet. Jesus referred to it. It is to be just before the coming of Christ the second time. Listen close now. All Scripture that has not been fulfilled must be before that time. The Bible is to be finished. The Gentile dispensation is to be finished with the church age. When this anointed messenger arrives, of course, he will plant the seed of the entire Bible, come from the serpent to the messenger, in the former reign. Then he will be rejected by the denominational people as his forefather, John and Elijah, as was spoken by our Lord. People as Elijah was, the first time, the Ahab's time. It will happen here in this country, as this country is a type of Israel. Read or hear Jezebel religion. As this country, our forefathers, for worship the way they wanted to, come to this country and push out the natives and took over, so did Israel take over when they come up out of Egypt. We had godly men like Washington, Lincoln. They had great godly men as David and so forth. Then they got an Ahab on the throne with a Jezebel behind him to direct him. So have we. So it's at this time in this country that that person will appear. For it's in the Scripture, and it's thus saith the Lord.
Amen.
Then in the latter reign, there will come forth a Mount Carmel, a showdown. Bible fulfilled to the letter. John the Baptist, his messenger, before his face in Malachi 3, planted a farmer ring and was rejected by the churches, the denominations, the Pharisees and Sadducees in his day. Jesus came and had the Mount Transfiguration showdown.
Amen. Amen.
This forerunner of the last days will so far the former reign. Jesus will be the showdown between denominations and creeds, which is his word, when he comes to showdown the rapture of his bride.
Amen.
The first was Mount Carmel. The second was Mount Transfiguration. The third will be Mount Zion.
Amen.
Glory. Elijah, behavior, Moses' behavior, John's behavior, leaving their field of service, many of the people didn't understand them. It was because they was rejected and their message. The seed had been sown, judgment was next. And they was a sign to the people from God that judgment was at hand. Planning was over. I believe someday the real bride of Christ will be forced to stop preaching the word of God. The Bible prophesies of it in Revelation 13:16, if you want to put it down. Denominations will force it to stop or take its mark. Then when the Lamb will take his bride and judge the whore for this. Remember Moses, born for the work, had to wait on God for the extra gift for the job. He had to go back and wait. And for the time appointed by God, a certain Pharaoh had to be on the throne. And the people had to be wanting the bread of life before God would send him back. Now,
with thousands of sign workers in this last day has created a generation of sign seekers that knows no more nothing about the true move of God and His Word in these last days. As I have said, give them blood and oil and fleshly demonstrations on the platform, and they'll support it, whether it's God's Word or not, whether it's Scripture or not. Jesus has warned us of such things at the end time, as I've said in Matthew 24. Two spirits very close to line. Deceive the very elected if possible. How can you tell them, give them the word test? How can you know it? Speak the word. See what they say about it. If they don't believe the word, they have no seed germ in them. They are of the evil one and deceive you as the first bride was deceived and the second bride was deceived. They are deceivers of the third bride by hybriding the word, or trying to. God never placed signs ahead of His word.
Amen.
Hey, man, that's a scorcher. God never placed signs ahead of His word. They were added for proof of the word. But the word is first.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
To prove it. Elijah said to the woman, bake me a cake first. Then watch the miracle happen. Come to the word first and then watch the miracle. The seed word itself is what the Holy Spirit energizes. How can a messenger sent from God just believe some of the Scriptures and not all the Word? Deny part of it. The true prophet of God will proclaim the Word in the last days. Denominations will hate him. He will not pull any punches on them. He will be like He was when He come at the first coming of Christ. You generation of vipers. But the predestinated will hear and will make ready for the countdown. The royal seed of Abraham, faith, like him, holding to the word of God regardless, for he was predestinated. The messenger of Malachi 4 will appear at God's appointed time. We are all looking for him. We believe he will come.
Amen.
That is according to his word. Amen. It will be at the end time, which it is time now for it to see it.
Praise the Lord.
He will be correctly dedicated to the Word, as they have always been, indicated by God's Word and vindicated. God will vindicate what He preaches to be the truth, as He did Elijah. For it is Elijah coming, making ready for the Mount Zion rapture. Jesus said, in the last days, it would be like Lot's time. His preaching will be with the spirit and strength line of God's Word. Because so much has been called God's truth, many will misunderstand this true messenger. I've got wrote here P-R-O-P-H-E-C-Y, prophecy. Because so much has been called God's truth by fakers, many true ministers will misunderstand that messenger. As the end time prophecies will repeat, I believe, as the first forerunner came from the wilderness
and cried, "Behold, the Lamb of God, the second forerunner, will probably do the same by pointing the people to a word-born bride. The bride of Christ will be pointed to the skies at the appearing of Jesus, screaming, 'Behold, the Lamb of God will come forth from His lips.'" God help us to be ready for this near event. Now I better leave it for my hearing. Do you believe? Why is this thing? Have you a better understanding now?
Amen.
It's the Word, friend. This has been about 6 hours. Right close to it, 5.5 or 6 hours. There's much more could be said. But surely the Holy Spirit, by this time, has sunk it so deep in you that you know what I'm talking about. We are at the end time. The seeds are sown now. The latter rain is fixing to come forth. Remember, there will be such a denominational gathering pretty soon. It'll be terrific. And they will bring themselves together into this federation of churches. And then this kind of a church will be put out of operation as far as they know. It's at that time that Jesus will appear, and He will show which is bride and which is not. And remember, Christian friends, I'm a man. I can make mistakes, but God, being God, cannot make a mistake. All the words that's been written must be fulfilled. Jesus said so. So we've got things here in the Scripture that must be fulfilled, and that is one of the things. This boycott to come, but before this boycott can come of the marking of the beast, there has to be a seed sowed for God to take a church out of it. You understand now? A seed has to be sowed, a denominational seed, and there to make a form or an image to the beast, the Church of Rome, and there has to be a true bride. And we understand that the so-called bride is rejected. Adam's bride rejected to bring life. She brought death. We're her product. Our bodies. We all die. Look at us. You can see. Jehovah's bride died. He divorced her and took a people out of the Gentiles for His name. Is that right? His name, like a woman takes a man's name at bride. Now what's she done? The same thing they did the other time. Denominated herself, polluted. But in every generation, every revival brings forth some prophet of God. A prophet is a preacher, true preacher, on the Word, that stays with the Word. And they bring forth a revival that gathers that elect out of that generation. Then she goes into seed. Then God will never use it again. I ask any theologian, any historian, to tell me one time that a denomination ever rose up. She never. She died when she denominated, and that's where she laid. I think of Dwight Moody, the Moody Bible, dead at midnight. I think of the Methodists, the Pentecostals, the Presbyterians, the Lutherans, the Nazarenes, the Pilgrim Holiness. Godly man raised up, Buddy Robinson and George Whitfield and all those great godly men that preached the gospel. And that generation received the seed that was sown for their part. Like the corn, whether it was a stalk, whether it was a leaf, whether it was a tassel, whether it was a grain. Whatever it is, that minister brought the word of that day. It called from the four winds of the earth and took the elect of that generation. Through them, elected one has built the house of the living God. Now, this ministry here has to hone into a place till the very same works that Jesus did, because when He comes, the headstone will catch right into it. Because they won't, there'll be a rapture come, and they'll be taken, and the rest of the body will come with it, and she'll be gone into heaven. Not a denomination, friend. A church of the Word of God. You believe it? Here's some handkerchiefs here. Now, I go I know not where. I am seeking as you are, the will of God. I wish I could stay at this tabernacle. Can't do it. There's thousands, I hear the cry of the unclean spirit tearing them. I can't sleep hardly. I hear little children crying. I see mothers pushing their kids to the prayer line. See some mother fanning a baby, holding her sheet over to keep the rain off of it in the yard. My heart bleeds for them. When I built this tabernacle, the day I laid the cornerstone out there, I remember that vision that morning. I wrote right there in the cornerstone, said, "This is not your tabernacle. Do the work of an evangelist make full proof of your ministry." I love it. I love God's children everywhere. I don't know where He's going to lead me. I don't know. I'm waiting. I've been waiting for a year. I may wait for 2 years. I may wait for three. I don't know. I don't know the next move. I'm waiting for it. But I think according to the Scripture, the Word's been sowed. The next thing is the coming forth of the Spirit. Billy Graham may preach everywhere. Oral Roberts, them godly man, may preach everywhere. The Lord may send me to sow seed somewhere else, some field. But I believe our nation is sowed down. I believe she's ready for the harvest now. When the Spirit falls and there becomes a move amongst the people, then denominations will swing together just as certain as I'm standing in the pulpit. And the Church of God will be ousted, and they'll make it such a racket until they'll confederate it and put a boycott on anybody that don't belong to them. Rome will rule the world for just an hour. She'll rule for a little piece, not communism, Romanism. Will rule the world with the cooperation of Protestantism in a denominational form of church which God has rejected. That's as close as I know the Word of God. I love you. I appreciate you. Maybe I'll be back about Sunday a week. I'm going down to Florida now, the Lord willing, down in Georgia for tomorrow night. I've got a few little meetings scattered around, if the Lord leads. I got a book full of them that Brother Roberson earned. Order sent me the other day, I guess he was places where his 30 and 40 churches are willing to cooperate, but the Spirit seems to hold me. I don't know why. I don't know why. So you pray for me, I pray for you. That together may we stand.
Amen.
May God help us. May there not be a one of you here that will ever fail and will miss that great time coming. Now, I've been accused of a lot of things, friends. And a lot of things I'm guilty of. I'm neglectful. That's true. I don't know why it is. Somebody has to push me in a corner and make me fight. I don't know. That's the nature. I've done things that I should not have done. Not willfully, but I've plundered at it. And that's what's going to make me so afraid in seeing in this day, the day that we're living at, and you see now what I believe. I want to hear from God if all possible before I make a move. Because I don't want to fail Him. I want to be with Him everywhere. And I want you to pray for me. And remember, I've told you the truth. And I thank you for sitting here all this day, and early this morning, many of us standing around the walls in the halls yet, feet and legs cramping, setting out the cars, your batteries run down almost from listening. And here it is. It's all on tape. The boys has taped it back there. You'll be able to get it. And if you do get it, take it home and study it real closely, wisely, and see what the Lord will reveal to you. Do you love Him?
Amen.
Where's Teddy? Just before we pray for these handkerchiefs and the people, I want to pray for each one of you. I want to sing this song now. And then Brother Neville will make his announcements for the other service. I love you. I love you. You love His Word, and you love His Word.
Yeah.
Predestinated to follow. Thy word is truth. Father, I'm sorry that I failed you many times. I pray you forgive me. I pray you forgive my audience, visible and invisible, of all their sin. That, Lord God, we realize that we're at the end of the road. Every sign is right here before us. I'm sure the spiritual mind, Lord, catches what I've just said a few minutes ago. I pray that they'll understand, Lord, that what we're at.
We can hear the praises. We can see the praises. We're close. Help us, Lord. I pray for every sinner here. I pray for your mind to be together with us. Help me, Lord.
Right now, it's in the name. God bless you, Joyce Peter.